radio station.
Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
You need a father figure.
Doogie. I drink her toilet water.
Peter. I had all my Bigfoot files.
Charlie.
I'm not here to please you guys.
And Jeffrey.
Oh my God!
Streaming on RoverRadio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Good morning. What's happening? It is Friday, June 21st, 2019. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. The number to call I just gave you. That's the best way to get a hold of us. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You can tweet us. Just put at Rover Radio in your tweets. That comes into the studio in real time. Get to the elephant in the room. Give me a little bit of time. I'm well aware of what's going on, what's transpired, all of that. I will get to that.
Are you aware of the other issue going on here at work?
What is the other issue at work?
Anthony Snitzer, would you like to help me out with a shot of your office? You in your studio?
What?
Oh, yeah, studio? I don't have it on right now because I'm in my own studio. Yeah, I'm sick, so I was wearing a little hospital mask around the...
He's walking around the hall.
Oh, sounds bad. No.
Yeah, I thought you were getting better.
I thought so, too. It's getting worse, so... That's just a cold. Yeah,
he does sound terrible.
He sounds sexy.
It's like I should have my...
He was talking yesterday, and I go, man, this microphone is really... His new headset, it's really got to be re-EQ'd, but now it was just him being sick.
It's his throat.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
Doogie, wait, before you go out, can you turn the... it's friggin' hot in here, isn't it?
Thank you. I don't know who put it to 80.
Oh, my God, that is so hot. And I'm always cold.
Right.
But I walked in here today, I go, my God, it's hot.
It's like a wall of heat.
But yeah, I think when Jeffrey took off his socks, I think that's what the... got me sick.
Oh, so. on the bus, it got definitely. Right into...
That's what definitely did it.
I think it was that you didn't eat enough. You should have eaten at that vegan place.
Yeah,
not enough veggies.
Exactly.
Wheatgrass, whatever the hell you're eating.
Exactly, bark and whatnot, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, that Ithaca where we were, where that vegan place was at Snitz, the famous vegan place Snitz was waiting for a month to go to that he didn't go to. You know how people, they called up and they said that Ithaca had a bunch of hippies and stuff? Oh my God, were they right? B2 and I went out to dinner that night and we ate at this this steak place. In the table next to us, I don't know what the hell was going on over there, but it was two guys and a girl. One of the guys was, I'm assuming, appeared to be just flamboyantly gay. So I don't know what his relationship was with these other two, but the conversation at this table was, I wanted to go over there and strangle all three of them. The woman had on earrings that were the size of dinner plates, but they were peace signs. And the gay guy was talking about spirituality and how he'll do like these every Saturday. He does 3-hour meditation, and how they take the things of Buddhism, and they do this and they do that to it, and I oh my God, I wanted to get over there. And then we, you know, the stuff that Western philosophies have picked up on, that's not really what I'm into with Buddhism, and shut up. Pray to Buddha when I'm over there strangling you. Oh my God, they were so annoying.
Speaking of
annoying.
Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
You know, you said you wanted to strangle these people. I don't blame you. You know what I would have been honored to teach you? How to put them in a sleeper hold and choke them out.
No, I saw your wrestling match. I don't know if I need those moves.
Joe Perfect said you didn't know how to wrestle.
Whatever, Charlie. I'm just saying.
That's what he said. I wasn't even there. I'm just getting reports of that.
Oh, well, whatever. I'm just saying I know how to put a sleeper hold on somebody, so.
Can I tell you, to be honest with you, I believe that his wrestling match is up at roverradio.com. It's bad, and it looks bad. Like, it's really weird what their whole outfits, like that Joe Perfect guy is wearing a singlet with like suit pants.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he came out in a suit, but he takes the blazer off.
Oh, he does.
And he keeps the suit pants on.
But he keeps the pants on? Why is that?
It's just a look. And he has like Air Jordans on too with the suit pants.
It's a weird, but I hate to even say this.
Uh-oh. What, the ring?
Well, the ring is a disaster. I mean,
I love that thing.
That should be sold for scrap. But I have to say, Jeffrey, who can barely string a sentence together, and is one, he's a guy that you should never. What's the word I'm looking for? Don't overestimate Jeffrey's abilities and intelligence and just common sense and everything, but he's not terrible at wrestling.
Oh, he's way better than he was. If you've ever seen him perform at the church or the barn or even behind the motel at one point, he can now like flip guys over, which I've never seen him do before.
Yeah,
it's 1,000 times better now than it used to be.
Hip toss, he's got that down.
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's going along with all this phony baloney, you know, like how to do, like, you know, you grab a guy's arm and you pull it down and you stomp on the ring to make a big sound and the guy's, you know, like, well, you know, it's bad. I mean, it's really, I wouldn't be caught dead doing it, but Jeffrey, you're pretty, you know, you're a talented guy. He's over there giving me a sour look. This is a compliment from me if you're not picking
you
up
on
this.
You were worse before. You were really bad before is what we're saying.
Now you're just bad, but you were horrible before.
Well, again, you keep at it, and you keep practicing, and you get better.
You'll be there by the time you're 75.
It's just like playing guitar or a set of drums. You're terrible at first, you get a lot of practice in, and you get better at it. Look at Corey with a bass guitar.
Yeah, all right. Board up. Kara in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Kara.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I'm great. I was at the meetup. And Jeffrey motorboated me. He was, I think, one of only two motorboats.
Oh, now which one were you? I saw photos of one, a big big-chested blonde woman. Is that you?
Yeah, that was not me.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know if I saw pictures of you getting motorboated, but...
Well, there was one outside, and there was one inside. I was one inside.
Now, what stop is this?
Youngstown.
Okay.
Did you shower thoroughly when you got home?
Just absolutely.
Yeah. Because you don't.
Yeah, but I found Jeffrey very, very awesome.
Yeah, but his breath, not so awesome. But yeah, you're a woman, so he talked to you. I mean, the thing is, you should see Jeffrey. You could be at the same fan meetup, and people are like, oh, Jeffrey was great. He was so talkative. He was so fantastic. That's from women. You could talk to every guy that was at that thing. I go, Jeffrey was a dick. I talked to him, and he just turned his back on me and walked away.
Yeah.
He's not interested. If you don't have boobs, he is not interested in talking to you whatsoever.
I could tell that. He kind of wanted to hang out for a bit. And I would have, but, you know, it was my brother with me, so I didn't.
Well, listen, Jeffrey loves to take road trips for no reason whatsoever. And you're not that far away. Jeffrey can swing by. You guys could have maybe a date this weekend or something like that. Follow up on that motorboat.
Yeah.
Why don't you send him a, like all the other girls, send a message to him on Facebook, and maybe he'll show up at your house. Kara, send him a message. Let me know how it turns out. Thank you, Kara, and thank you for coming out the other night. Thank you. Big turnout there in Youngstown for fan meetup.
Yeah, that was the biggest turnout of all the fan meetups that I've been to, you know, in the years we've had the bus that I know of.
By the way, that should really serve... I don't know what he's talking about. He just... That should serve as a roadmap to iHeartRadio. In Youngstown, that radio station had Bob and Tom on, and they got rid of Bob and Tom and put us on. And I can't tell you how many people were like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I got that too.
They are off that radio station. That should be a roadmap everywhere else. Toledo. Why don't they do that there? Why get rid of this horrible, horrible show, Bob and Tom? If something happens to me, are you guys going to continue to go on and just call it Rover's Morning Glory? Like the Bob and Tom show, one of them. I don't know if it's Bob or I don't know if it's Tom. Couldn't tell you who's who. But one of them hasn't been on the show in like 5 years, and they continue to call it the Bob and Tom show.
Oh, don't you drop the name?
Yes, of course, I would think. But, you know, you put money, you paid a couple $100 for someone to make a logo for you 30 years ago. Maybe you don't want to be out on that investment, having to make a new logo.
Didn't remember one of the years at Roverfest, we were with our agent.
The guy who died. And I know exactly what she's going to say. The guy down in Dallas who died.
Didn't they keep the name?
I think it's still that name. Kid Craddock, I think.
Yeah. And they're still the Kid Craddock.
Morning show.
Still?
Yeah, they just Kid is gone.
I don't know that to be true. They might have changed in the past year, but he died like 10 years ago.
Oh, and no, they're still the Kid Craddock, Kid Nation.
It's insane,
isn't
it?
Maybe 5, 6 years ago, seven? Yeah,
Been a long time. Yeah. You can look that up, I'm sure, on Wikipedia.
2013, 6 years ago.
Yeah,
and they still go by Kid Craddock in the morning. I mean, I should put something in my contract that says I still have to get paid. Obviously, I don't get paid the same amount of money if I don't show up, but
do they own
B2 should continue to get paid.
Residuals. Well, do they own your name, Rover's Morning Glory,
company? No,
okay, so
no.
I'm guessing
they'd immediately change the name.
They'd have to.
Yeah, those cheapskates.
They can't pay you out with that. So maybe Kid Craddock's family is getting portions because they still use his image.
I know
and
this company. I doubt it. I'm just saying. I doubt it. Michael sends me an email. Hey, Rover, Friday, that's today, is a big day for me. I'm a huge pussy about going to the dentist. I'm going and having my teeth pulled to get dentures. I'm beyond terrified, but the only thing keeping me sane is knowing I'll be listening to you guys while having the procedure done. So wish me luck. It's not even dental work can stop me from being the loyal fan that I am. What happened to this guy? He hates going to the dentist, so he probably never got his teeth cleaned, and then
doesn't brush his teeth.
They rot out or something. You got to pull them all out and get dentures.
I just went this week. It had been a year since I'd gotten my teeth cleaned. Usually I go every 6 months, and I just didn't go. So I had a pain, and I'm like, I just got to go get my teeth cleaned. So you know how they stick that thing all the way down your gums to see? They do the numbers 2, 1, 3.
Yeah,
I thought, I thought this was going to be another thing like when, you know how they stick that thing all the way down your throat? I'm like, well, my dentist doesn't do that.
No.
Like the time she went to the gynecologist and he stuck his finger right up her ass. And she's okay. Like, what?
No, but they do that test to see for decay. Well, I have one in the far back. One side is a 6. So she's like,
that's bad.
Yeah, she's like, I got to go in and dig it. And she's like, you want me to do it now? I'm like, no, I got to prepare myself. And
then they have to
take one in the far back. They have to take the silver out. They're going to dig out and then put the white filling and then put the white, just remove it. Because, you know, back in the day. Anyway.
Was it leaking into your brain and making you stupid or something? We figured it out.
Maybe. But that made me think of Jeffrey. If I've got to go in and get all that done,
oh.
How many teeth did he have? 10?
Oh, it's a disaster. 10.
And then that means you've got gum disease in there. You've got to pull those teeth. That's probably what happened. Where
you're not brushing your teeth properly then. If you have that, I mean,
it's inflamed, and if you let it go higher, they say that you can have
gum stuff
in there. So she's six. Gotta,
I was just at the dentist last week, and I saw the little chart, mm-hmm. and anything over
five.
Four or higher is bad. Yeah. You had a six.
Yeah.
This is gum receding?
No, it's like a space in between your gum and the tooth or something, I think. But you're not brushing your teeth enough. You have to brush. You're not brushing your gums. First of all, you need an electric toothbrush. Do you have one?
Mm-mm.
No, you need one of those. And don't get one of those cheap-ass ones for $10. Go and get on Amazon or something, like a real electric toothbrush.
She told me... what to get, like a...
Don't get I got the Sonicare once. I've always been... No. If you brush your teeth with your mouth completely closed, maybe that's for you. But for me, it was... I have the Oral-B, Braun, whatever. I've been using those for years. That's what you need to get. The Sonicare, it looked... I was like, oh, this is cool. Like... But then I brushed my teeth with it. I got one to put on the bus. I brushed my teeth with it, and the toothpaste goes everywhere,
really?
all over, because it's like micro vibrations. It's not actually rotating or doing anything like my other one is. And I brush my teeth with my mouth open. I thought most people do that, right?
I do.
I mean, you don't close your mouth around your toothbrush.
Not completely, but somewhat closed. It's not wide open like, oh.
Mine is, yeah, that's how I brush my teeth.
Yeah, just wide open, man.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's toothpaste going all over the sink.
Oh, yeah, white stuff
coming out. That's a disaster.
And then,
what are you guys talking about?
But if you're using the Sonic, you're going to have, it's going to be all over the, it's going to be everywhere,
mm-hmm.
the toothpaste. Tom in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Tom.
What's up, Rover?
Hey, man.
Hey, I was just going to say, first off, it was great meeting all you guys at the Youngstown meetup. And, I was just calling in to say, did you guys hear about the shooting last night in Allentown, Pennsylvania?
I did hear about that. I think it was the night before last night. Like 10 people were shot.
I believe it's 20th. Yeah, I just thought it was funny because you always say wherever the show goes, there's always a tragedy or something.
I know.
Right after.
So. I told you, it's uncanny how that happens. We were there and then... What, 2 days later, a mass shooting yep. takes place? And it's not something I'm like, hey, this is great. Everywhere we go, there's a tragedy afterwards. But it is, maybe it's just I'm now in tune with, I'm looking for things, but something's going on. I mean, it's really bizarre. And someone emailed me, they go, that's why iHeart doesn't want you coming to the iHeartRadio Music Festival.
That's a good point.
Because last time I was there, we parked the bus in the middle of this festival ground where we did the daytime festival. And you could see pictures and video of probably on social media of Rolling Glory 1 pulling in. And you see the Mandalay Bay, that hotel in the background. And you see us pulling right up by the stage. 1 week later, that same stage, mass shooting from the guy in Mandalay Bay, which you see in the background. I mean, it's just maybe that's why they don't want us out there. They go, Rover's a liability. Yeah, speaking of liabilities, we'll get to the news that you may have seen. I had a thing yesterday, and so I was kind of tied up all day yesterday, and. And I wasn't following the news, and thanks to the guy who emailed me and called me a pussy because the aftermath wasn't posted, and it was a conspiracy theory on why the aftermath wasn't posted. It was really that it didn't upload for some reason yesterday. Did you do anything differently, Snitz? Like sometimes, once every few weeks, I have to manually upload something.
No, it's always in that directory. Just sometimes the
It just doesn't work for some reason. I don't know, but
the scripts or whatever.
So then I had to manually upload it, and but then I had this event to go to, so I stayed at that much longer than I thought.
I figured.
Well, it was supposed to be over at 8 o'clock. I didn't leave there until like 10:30. I think we closed the thing down. And then I it was out by where the bus is, so I went out to the bus, and I was going to finish posting the show from out there, but I hadn't transcoded. Anyhow.
Did you get it up?
It's up. But when I got home at midnight last night.
Why didn't you just sleep at the bus last night?
You know, B2 suggested that, and maybe that would have been a good idea, because it took me 1 hour to leave the bus to go home. It's an hour from my house. And I would have got to sleep an extra hour. I'm a little bit out of it today. But anyhow, I didn't see the, you know, I wasn't following. I knew what was going on yesterday, but I wasn't following the news or anything. And then I got home and I'm checking my email, and someone's like, here's a link. And it goes to one of the TV stations here. And I swear to you, I've never seen such a huge, other than maybe 9/11, when they had like a giant picture there, and it's of the, you know, and like, huge 500 point font disaster attack, whatever it is, you know, like, I've never seen such a headline. Huge Rover's Morning Glory, and then, you know, whatever the story is that we'll get into. But I go, oh my god,
that was on TV.
It was the number one thing on their website.
Yeah, I was gonna say, the website, every time you pull it up, top story.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's on TV. I guess it would be on TV, but I didn't see any of that. Anyhow, so I'll tell you all about that. Brandon in Myrtle Beach says, Rover, I was just wondering if you guys saw your boy Machine Gun Kelly debuted at number 4 on the Billboard Hot Rock Songs. The song is great. It's Machine Gun Kelly featuring Youngblood and Travis Barker. It debuted at number 4.
Well, I haven't heard it yet.
There's like a video. They jumped off the tour bus or something, like randomly, and did like a video for it or something. Like in the middle of the... I just saw the headline for that. It's pretty cool. So Travis Barker, Youngblood, and him, yeah. One night, catch me. I'm the one
on the run away from the headlights. No sleep. All right, I'll let this play a shot. Let me take a break, and we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Don't go anywhere. Hang on. I might say some stupid things tonight when you pick up this call. I've been hearing silence on the other side for way too long. I can taste it on my tongue. I can tell that something's wrong, but I guess it's just my life, and I can take it if I wanna. But I cannot hide in hills of California, because these hills have eyes, and I got paranoia. I hurt myself sometimes. Is that too scary for ya? Watch me. Thing and mess it all up in one night. Catch me, I'm the one on the run away from the headlights. No sleep, I'm always wasting time with people I don't like. I think something's wrong with me. Rover's Morning Glory.
Jeff in Columbus.
Good morning, Rover.
Steve in Charlotte.
Good morning.
Buffalo. Williams, Pennsylvania. Morning. Fort Lauderdale.
Louisville.
Yo, West Palm Beach.
San Antonio.
Rochester.
Grand Rapids. Yo,
Rover. Rover's Morning Glory.
Yo, what's happening?
Spreading like a herpes outbreak. Now back to the show.
So, I guess I might as well talk about what's on everyone's mind this morning. So, as you probably have noticed, Nads, our phone screener, has not been here all week. And That's because on Sunday, we got a call from him. I didn't talk to him, but someone here talked to him, and he said that he had a family emergency, and therefore he was unable to come into work. And
totally fine. Take care of what you got to do.
Yeah, and but I and we could talk more about that later. But I was even skeptical, and I go, is that for real? Or because these guys who are addicts, I just don't trust anything they say. So kind of the backstory. Let me start at the very beginning. So Nads, our phone screener, we hired him what, 3-4 years ago, I think, and when we hired him, we had no idea that he was facing felony drug charges. Like, he had a court date and all that, you know, OVI and drug possession and all this stuff. We had no idea. I didn't learn that until like a week or two into the show, or him being on the show. And iHeart, the company that hired him, now has a new policy. They don't hire anyone without doing a full background check now, and that certainly would have come up on the background check.
Yeah.
So it's been well documented over the years, his issues with substance abuse. And in fact, he went to court, and we thought he might be sent to jail years ago when he started working on the show. And but he was very convincing on, he's sorry, he's turning his life around. And I wrote a letter to the judge, and I was like, hey, this guy has potential.
No, that was, you wrote the letter after he relapsed.
Yeah, because he was on probation, and then he fell off the wagon. So
he went to court, and they did something where they wouldn't charge him with a felony.
No, you're wrong about that. I wrote the letter when he was going to court to be sentenced the first time, and they didn't put him in jail. They put him on probation. And I wrote a letter to the judge, and I said, hey, you know, the guy has some potential, and he just needs treatment. He doesn't need jail. And so then he got put on probation. And then I don't know how long, a few months after that, and he was put on probation, and essentially he had to complete probation, and then they would wipe that off his record, the felony and everything. It's like it didn't even happen if he could complete this probation. So there's a strong incentive to not get in trouble. And then a few months into his probation, I got a call from him, and I think he was a no-call, no-show, and we had to send the police to his house.
To kick down the door,
because he wasn't responding, and it was, I just overslept.
For 10 hours?
That's a heavy sleep that you're in when the police are knocking on the door. Hey, police, open up. And you sleep right through that, right?
Right.
But then he called me, and he's like, you know what? I relapsed. I'm back on the benzos. So he had to go back to court. I did not write at that point, I'm not going to write a letter to the judge when a guy relapses when he's already on probation. At that point, I already thought, like, I'm a sucker. You know what I mean? Never writing this, put my name on that. But anyhow, so they start his probation over. He completes that probation. So he's on probation for a year and a half. They wipe out his stuff. The day, and he said, I was sober for the whole year. I didn't drink. I didn't do anything. And I mean, personally, I don't buy that, but the day that his probation was over, his parents take him out to a Mexican restaurant, and they drink margaritas, which is
not the best move.
No, you think? I mean, when you have, and by the way, those charges were like at that point, I believe his fourth or fifth OVI, operating a vehicle while intoxicated for drugs or alcohol. Third. No,
fourth, but that was unrelated. This was, he overdosed at home for this incident you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
He wasn't driving.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. Well, there's so many, it's hard to keep track.
But he did have, I think, 3 OVIs. One, he was able to plead down. So charged with 4, and then in the end, only had 3.
Okay.
And he always said he can separate the booze from the pills. He's like, I can't do pills, but I can still drink. That was his excuse.
No, here's the thing. Every bad decision you make in life usually occurs when you're drunk, right?
Right.
So if you're drinking, you're going to make terrible decisions when it comes to drugs. You're going to go, yeah, this seems like a good idea.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm having a good time. Let's enhance it with some whatever. But anyhow, so he gets off of probation. He's doing all that, you know, and then you know, he's showing up to work events, loaded,
blitzed,
you know, this is all after he gets off probation. And so then the company banned him from basically drinking at all at any events or anything like that. And I guess I don't even remember all of the, you know, over the years, it's been 3 or 4 years. I don't remember all of the incidents, but let me fast forward to about 2 months ago, I would say, roughly. A month and a half ago, NADS calls me up. I got an email. It was about noon, and it said NADS was arrested. I see NADS, and he's on the side of the road surrounded by about 4 police cars. It's about a month and a half ago or so. And, you know, I get all sorts of emails. Sometimes I don't believe them necessarily. I didn't believe the email I got where a guy said he was in Jeffrey's house cheating, you know, with Jeffrey's wife. Right. I didn't believe that till I saw the photo and videos of it.
Yeah, you need proof.
Then I go, oh, okay, that's
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's true. but then I got a call that night from NADS, and he told me that he had been arrested a month and a half ago. He was driving erratically. Someone called 911. The cops got behind him, and he's, you know, he basically was driving in the grass median, is my understanding. I think. I don't know if that's entirely accurate, but, you know, of like a divided highway.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they pull him over. He's like, yeah, I got pulled over. I go, well, how erratic was this driving? He's like, yeah, it was pretty erratic. And he said, so I got an OVI, and they found the syringe that I used to shoot heroin with. I go, what? I knew he was into benzos and pills and that kind of stuff, but
not that level.
I didn't know that he's injecting heroin into himself.
No idea.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
So when I talked to him that night, he told me he's going to go to rehab, and I said, listen, you can go to rehab, but it's not going to work unless you are the one who wants to do it. You know, you can go to rehab. This is the exact quote I said. I said, you can go to rehab because you have to show that you're making an effort when you go in front of a judge who's now going to decide your fate.
It looks good, right?
Of course.
You
yeah,
30
yeah, yeah.
days.
Yeah. I said, but it's not going to work unless you are the one. Not your parents, not your friends, not the work. You have to be the one who makes the decision that you want to stop using these drugs. And he told me that night on the phone. He said, well, to be honest, I can't say today that I want to stop using the drugs. But nevertheless, he went into rehab about 5 days later, and he was in there for 30 days. And he got out. I believe he came back to the show just last week, I think. Right?
Was it last week, Charlie?
I think it was just last week.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I can actually talk.
Because the family thing happened over the weekend.
Yeah. Okay. So last week, he
I think it's 2 weeks he's been back.
It's been
2 weeks.
No, this was the second week?
No.
No.
Are you sure?
Positive.
All right. Well, whatever. I guess it doesn't matter, but he's been back for a short period of time.
Very short.
Suffice it to say.
He looked like he was doing better.
June 5th, I believe he came back.
Okay. So this is his third week back, but he hasn't been at work.
Right. So he's only been back 2 weeks.
He's been back out of rehab to work for 2 weeks. He's in a good place.
Or June 3rd, sorry.
And all of that.
Oh, no. Sorry. It's like it goes even further back. Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
28th.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
3 weeks.
Okay.
So, then over the weekend, we get a call, and it's, hey, I have this family emergency, and I can't come into work. A family member of mine, maybe we'll get into this, I don't know, but family member of mine, blah, 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 and okay. So this was on Sunday. Now, I knew we were in trouble. Actually, I probably knew we were in trouble right with that phone call. But I knew we were in trouble when on, so he doesn't come into work on Monday, and he doesn't come into work on Tuesday. And on Tuesday morning, I was alerted that he hadn't been to this family member with the family emergency, which is about 2 hours away. He hadn't been there. And I thought, well, that's extremely odd. If you're taking, what are you doing if you're not down there?
He said, oh, I can't get a ride.
Correct.
You would find a, you'd find a stranger, an Uber, something to get down to this place.
Correct.
Ask a coworker.
Right. I would assume. Charlie, were you asked to give a ride down to where this family emergency took place?
No.
Okay.
It was not.
That's strange. Really? So, right?
Well, it's because he knew, because it happened Sunday. And he knew I was driving to Youngstown the next day. I wouldn't have had, I don't think I would have had time to.
Okay.
He was,
I got a girlfriend. And I, Corey, he can't drive friend. Because he has a suspended driver's license from his OVI a month and a half ago.
Right.
But look, you'd find a way down there, right? And when I learned that on Tuesday he hadn't seen this family member in this, in the middle of this crisis, I go, well, that's, it's very strange. But then apparently, and I don't know if he actually made his way down there, somehow he ended up down there, is my understanding, or at least that's the story. I don't know if he actually made it there or not.
He told me he had made it there Monday night at super late.
Like Tuesday morning at 1 a.m., essentially.
Yes, to the city. Not to where the family member actually was, but to the city.
Yeah. And then, that's the last I heard of it was Tuesday. I figured he's down there. And then yesterday, I'm at home. We'd ended the show. I got home. I had an event yesterday that I went to. And I had to get home and do some things and rest up before I leave my house. It's a big ordeal when I leave the house. You know, I don't leave the house very often.
No, you
got to sleep all day to get prepared for the
pretty
event.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of people at this thing. I have to amp myself up to be able to talk.
Yeah, you got
to
be on the
right,
whole night. Yeah.
Right. And so I tell my wife, I say, I'm going to take a dump and then I'm going to take a nap. So I'm taking a dump and have my phone and then I get this email and it's, I thought it was Photoshopped at first, to be honest with you. Yeah, this can't be right.
From a fan?
Yeah. But it included a link to the source, and I click on it, and sure enough, it turns out that NADS, our phone screener, was arrested on Wednesday at 6:30 a.m. for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, hit and run, driving on a suspended license, and failure to control the vehicle. I couldn't believe this. I mean,
the location where it happened.
It
as
happened
well was
in Akron.
At, yeah, which is
now. I thought you're at this family emergency 2 hours away.
Right.
Well, the family emergency is 3 hours away.
Two and a half.
Yeah, so
from my house, it's 2.5 hours.
He's nowhere close to where the family emergency is when this happened.
Correct. Right.
And why Akron?
Yeah, what's he doing down there?
Well, in the past when he was there, wasn't that the whole Burger King thing?
Yeah, that's where he was spotted at Burger King when he was, you know, before he got arrested for an OVI. I started getting reports. He's going to a Burger King drive-thru with sunglasses on at night, and then he calls the drive-thru worker after he leaves.
Yeah.
Like, hey, and the kid's like 19 or something. Hey, man, you want to party sometime? Like,
What are you doing?
Very strange. Very odd.
That's Nad saying that in that scenario, too, not the Burger
King
worker.
Right, so
the Burger King worker saying that wouldn't have been that strange.
The story Nad's, that we got, no, I was going to my, you know, some sort of mental health, and I'm totally normal. I was the people I was with, they're all in mental health treatment with me. Oh, okay. They're all drug addicts, but... So I could not believe this yesterday when I saw this news.
Not surprised.
Oh, come on. Yes.
Not
this.
Well, I'm not that surprised.
Oh.
This soon. I'm disappointed.
I'm disappointed. What, a month ago this happened?
But he hasn't even gone to court. He has a court appearance next week for his first, for the OVI a month and a half ago.
But one of the last things I said to Charlie was, he's not going to listen to anyone, but maybe you can tell him whatever this family emergency is, it'd be hard for anyone to deal with. So make sure he has a support system. Make sure he's in AA. Whatever he needs to do.
But he's living with
away.
His girlfriend's family.
Know,
that's
know,
that's enough. Remember, that guy's a million times smarter than me.
I know.
He's Looney Tunes.
I'm disappointed that I was hopeful, but I knew all the actions were leading to a bad road.
So here's the, I just pulled this up. Dieter, when I told you that I haven't seen a headline this big on a television news website, look at this. Yeah. I mean, this is friggin' massive.
The top story.
A Rover's Morning Glory radio personality charged with OVI.
Yikes.
Bigger than, like, NBA draft, Iran shoots down one of our drones, we might go to war.
Yeah.
No, phone screener, second DUI.
You're right.
You saw the other headline, didn't you?
What?
Oh, I did. I believe it. Do you have it?
Yeah, want to pop that up?
Yeah, sure. This is great. Look at this one. Rover's sidekick charged with drunk driving.
Are you kidding?
And it's from...
Jeffrey, you did it too?
And it has a photo of Jeffrey LaRocque. Jeffrey, have you been charged with drunk driving?
You too?
What the hell, man?
Look at this.
Everybody on the show drink and drive?
You need to talk
I
to
I thought
you
were on the street.
I know. I was never charged with an OVI at all.
What's that? Right I got your picture right there. Well, got your picture up there.
That's BS. I told you, don't rope me into this BS.
You sure?
It's not BS. I can pull
Doesn't
it
matter.
Up.
I've
I
never been charged. Check all your court records.
What is
it? Do you want me to... Here it is, right here, on a website. Do you see this? There. That's it. Rover's sidekick charged with drug driving.
We're talking about Nads. Right.
There he is.
It's really Jeffrey.
What do you mean? Yeah, right. This is what they're reporting.
Someone just probably just made that up, because I was never charged with an OVI.
No one made this up. Look, here it is.
Go on your computer and go to this website right there. Right here.
Here's what happened. So
Nads'
real first name is Jeffrey. And so whoever wrote this article went to our website and just saw a guy named Jeffrey and goes, this is Rover's sidekick who's been charged for the millionth time.
Well, you look at that outfit, the flight suit, you go, oh, that guy has to drink and drive all the time.
Anyhow, I could not believe this. And then, so I had a link to the charges. And then I go, this has got to be, maybe they've done additional charges or something from a month and a half ago.
That's what I thought. When they first sent it to me, I go, oh, this is the DUI he just had.
Right.
The charges. I go, okay, nothing new. We already talked about it.
And it said Nads was arrested yesterday. I said, that can't be right. And then I look, and a date of offense, and it was indeed Wednesday morning, 6:30 a.m. And then Charlie says that he talked to him.
Oh, I'll give you a timeline of what
Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Yeah, so Tuesday I was talking to him every day after the show to get an update on the family emergency. So Tuesday I talked to him. He's down in the city that he's supposed to be in. And I'm asking specific questions about any update. And he goes, no, nothing. And then I don't talk to him at all. Tuesday night, I was texting him, he's not responding, so I don't know what he's doing Tuesday night, I have no idea. And then Wednesday, he gets his DUI, Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon, I called him at like 1. He answers the phone, totally normal. Just totally normal.
Now, this is after he'd been arrested.
After he'd been arrested.
At 6:30 in the morning.
I'm like, hey, any update on this family emergency? He's like, oh, nothing, it's good news, though, like everything should be worked out. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And he's just... That was it.
He didn't say anything?
And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Well, let me know if you need anything or whatever. And looking back on it now...
How did he have a cell phone? Like, where was he?
I don't know. Looking back on it now, I think he was in a hospital. Because I heard it sounded echoey, and I was like, where is he? Where could he be? And I think I heard some beeps, but I didn't really pay attention to it because I thought maybe he's in a hospital for a different reason.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh, okay, maybe he's there. Totally normal on the phone, 100% normal.
And makes no mention of, I just was arrested a few hours ago?
Yeah, no mention.
I mean, it's kind of hard to keep secret. It's going to come out. But anyhow, so I've got to take a break. I'll give you the details of this. So I was stunned when I saw this. Dieter, what are you reading over there?
Oh, just no. That Jeffrey thing.
Oh. Do you know all of the... I guess you just read it, but...
I didn't read the whole thing, but I saw the charges, and I'm like, I'm going to save the rest for the show, but...
I saw the charges, but I don't know all the details, and I saw some pictures, so I need to piece it all together. Yeah.
Well, then I saw the police report. I go, this is insane.
So I haven't clicked on that.
Yeah, you wait till you hear this.
Okay.
It will blow your mind.
Do you know Charlie?
Oh, Charlie knows. Yeah.
Okay, so I want...
So let me take a break, and I will tell you all of the details, everything that I know. You're going to be, I don't know. I think you're going to be stunned. Maybe you won't be. I don't know. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station. For 15 years, Rover's Morning Glory has dominated morning radio.
The dominant power.
Dominated.
The dominate.
Dominate all comers.
Here's to another 15.
So, I was going to give you the details on this. The NADS arrested for another OVI. I believe, I'm not positive, but this might be the sixth time he's been arrested for that.
Six?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Twice in the past 2 months. And let me just read you the details of this, because I was pretty stunned at this. So I found out he was charged. He was arrested on Wednesday morning. He hasn't been on the show due to a family emergency, he said, and all of this week. And I found out he was actually arrested Wednesday morning. And... the charges were OVI, operating a vehicle while intoxicated, drugs or alcohol, in this case drugs, I think, allegedly, hit and run, failure to control, and driving under a suspended license, which was suspended from his previous OVI a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And then the police report, someone sent me the police report, all these sleuths that we have. They're sending me all of this stuff. I don't have to do any work. I just have people to send it to me.
Just sit back and read
it. So in this police report, NADS is Unit 1. That's the vehicle. There are three vehicles involved in this. Unit 1 was eastbound on East Waterloo Road in the right through lane approaching George Washington Boulevard. Units 2 and 3 were eastbound on East Waterloo Road in the left through lane, stopped at the red light for George Washington Boulevard. In other words, it's a red light. They're in the left lane. He's in the right lane. They're all going the same direction. Unit 1, NADS, veered into the left lane, striking the side mirror of Unit 2, then crashed into the right rear of Unit 3, demolishing it. The driver of Unit 1, NADS, attempted to flee the scene in his severely damaged vehicle, but was only able to make it several hundred yards, where he abandoned it and ran into a nearby Get-Go gas station restroom.
What time is this?
6:30 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Right when the show starts.
Oh, my God.
So you think he's listening? And maybe that's what caused him to crash?
No.
I don't think so. Citizens alerted officers to the driver's location where he was taken into custody. Officers immediately suspected that the driver was under the influence of drugs based upon his speech and behavior. He was transported to the hospital and eventually refused to submit to a chemical test. And then that's when he got all the charges. Said that the crash time was at 6:34 a.m.
Are the
police
people,
arrived 8 minutes later.
Are the other two cars he hit, are the people okay?
Yeah, as far as I know, I don't think that the people were injured.
Yeah, and the police report said no injuries.
Now, Snitz probably has photos of this. Do you have the photo of Nads's vehicle, Snitz? Oh, yeah.
Whose car is he driving when he's not supposed to be driving?
Registered. No, it's registered in his dad's name, but I don't think it's his dad's car. I think it's his mom's car, I think, but I'm not sure. Here is just like a passerby took a photo of Nads's car in the where he abandoned it in the middle of the road before he ran into that get-go in the background.
Oh, he was driving on that after?
Yeah, he's driving on that like...
the whole left front tire is smashed into the car.
And you'll notice, I could be wrong, I think the airbag has been deployed. Isn't the airbag out?
There's something
it's
white.
It's all white, unless it's a cracked window.
I think that's the airbag. So...
Oh,
I think,
God,
but
I'm
pretty sure.
Oh, so he's driving through the airbag, trying to push it down and steer?
He's trying to flee the scene.
Yeah,
well, he did. Yeah. They said, a couple hundred yards he drove off, and there's the, go back, there's the get-go.
In the background.
Right there.
That's where he fled into the bathroom. So his car, he can't drive the car anymore, so he gets out of the car and on foot runs away and hides in the get-go bathroom.
Why? Why do you? Because
he doesn't want to get arrested.
Yeah, what do you mean? Either
why?
Start flushing things or doing things in there.
And this made me think. Remember, he had that skateboard accident. Didn't he run after that?
Mm-hmm.
Got the accident, and a witness said he saw Nads, and Nads just started to run.
Yeah, I don't
from
know.
The ambulance. I'm just saying, there's a history of it.
So then other people have sent me, this guy sent me an email. He says, my buddy was the person that Nads crashed into Wednesday morning. Here are some pictures of the damage to my buddy's truck. By the way, this truck was only 4 days old.
Oh, oh man.
God. You have those pictures, Snitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's this guy's truck that was rammed into by Nads. And, that truck is gone.
The whole wheel came off.
4 days old.
Is this the one that was demolished? Because wasn't in the police report one said it was just demolished.
So he's just sitting at the red light, and he just comes and, boom, hits him on the left side.
Right.
Nails
exactly.
Him.
So I'm sure I don't know for sure, but my speculation is that he's on heroin and... probably just
nods off
or whatever, loses control of this vehicle and slams right into these people at the red light. I guess he was going to, I don't know what he was going to do, but
and then what happens? Is there more details when he goes into the, he runs into the get-go? And then what happens? The cops find him in there?
Yeah, I don't know, but Officer X is on the line. Let me go to him. Maybe he has more details. Good morning, Officer X.
Hey, good morning, Rover.
Hey, man.
Pretty much the report that you got is pretty much all it's going to cover. Nads ends up crashing his car, runs up to the get-go. I'm pretty sure Trust is denying about the accident.
Can you talk into your phone? I can't hear you.
It's very hard to understand.
He's on the CB.
I'm sorry. Just... Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, that's much better. Yes.
Okay,
so
my bad.
So
pretty much.
Yeah, go on.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, Rover, you got the report. I was just going to cover that because you didn't mention it at first. I got a couple of buddies that worked for the agency that ended up arresting Nads. They said that Nads went in the gas station, tried to play it all nonchalant until approached. All these citizens are pouring him out. Yeah, that's the driver. Nads is.
No, I'm just here buying donuts on my way to work. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Exactly. Yeah. So, pretty much the reporter covers all that. I was going to tell you.
Now, what happened when he was transported? You have any details about what transpired after they got him?
If anything, they probably transported him by either ambulance or an officer took him to the hospital for chemical testing. Normally, if it's alcohol, then they're able to take him down to the station. Do those sobriety tests or whatnot, but if it's other than alcohol, then obviously we got to get a blood drawn because you don't breathalyze for heroin. So they most likely took him to the hospital to try to get a chemical test. He ends up refusing, So he probably got even charged for refusal, seeing as this is like his second time being arrested for OVI.
Yeah, he refused the last. Well, this is his sixth time being arrested for OVI.
Yeah.
Second time in 2 months.
Officer, what happens when you refuse to do a blood test twice? What does that
mean?
They
must take your license forever or something.
Yeah, they take it like you get arrested again for OVI. Technically, if you get arrested for OVI for the first time, you get a conviction. The second time that you're pulled over for OVI and you refuse, it's an extra charge. It suspends your license for that much longer, and you can actually spend more jail time for a refusal. The charge is refusal to provide a chemical or a breathalyzer test.
Will he drive again?
Well, I don't know. It didn't stop him from having... I mean, he didn't have a driver's license this time either.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
He's still driving.
No, but could he ever get a license again?
I don't know, man.
You could get a license again. It's going to take a... I mean, you're going to pay an astronomical amount in fees. So you could get a license again. It takes a lot to just lose a license, definitely. But you would think 6 OVIs convictions would... get it, but sometimes the judge is more lenient nowadays than they are ever before.
Here's a guy that says, I don't know if this is true, if it says it's in the police report, I don't see it, I haven't scanned the entire police report. He says that he was going 50 miles per hour is what it says.
Oh man.
And that both airbags were deployed, as a matter of fact.
I also read one where it said once they saw him in the gas station, his eyes were all bloodshot and he was speaking incoherently, and then when they got him in the back of the car, they're asking him questions and he was just falling asleep while they're asking him questions.
I wonder if they Narcan'd him or anything. But
I don't know, it's sad.
It is sad.
Well,
but
it's entirely predictable. And yes. I was such the a-hole. Just Wednesday morning at 7 a.m., I was talking about this loony girlfriend of his who's on Facebook and posting. I don't want to be a part of the show, but she's posting all this stuff about him. Ironically, he had just been arrested 30 minutes before that, unbeknownst to me.
Did she know he was arrested?
No, she didn't know that he was arrested.
She's not saying anything now, right? I pray to God she's just...
Well, no. She's on Facebook getting in wars with Dumb, our old phone screener, and his fiance. It's insane. It's freaking nuts. These people are nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. I told you it's a scale 15 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's at a 20 now. And I said, this is a terrible idea that he's living with his girlfriend's family. And, of course, she goes on, calls me a sociopath on the internet and says that her dad is a million times smarter than me and knows what he's doing. I'm an idiot. Oh, I wonder what that dad thinks now.
Oh, yeah.
When you're a million times smarter than me, what do you do when this happens? And your 24-year-old daughter is dating a 31-year-old guy who's got his sixth OVI living with you on drugs. What do you do?
That's a good question.
I'm a mental midget. So I'm unable to comprehend what to do in a situation like this. Now, if I were a million times smarter, what would I do? What do you do, Dieter? Do you take all...
You let him stay after 2 DUIs in 2 months?
Yeah, where's he staying now?
Is he in jail right now?
He's not in jail.
Is he in a hospital?
He's out, as far as I know.
Yeah, he's out. I've been talking to him.
Is he staying with the parents?
I don't think so.
Is he back with his dad then?
I actually don't know where he is.
How do you not ask that?
How are you not in jail?
That's a great question. How are you not in jail?
Well, you probably got...
What do you have to do to stay in jail?
Wait, Rover, he got bailed out. Don't you think they take him in that
Who
day?
Who bails him out?
No.
What do you think?
I don't know.
His dad.
I can't believe that.
His dad doesn't want to let him sit in jail.
I can't believe that. Don't believe that.
Going back to, and Charlie's right, this is just sad. Going back to his girlfriend, Maddie, if she's listening, I beg you to stop with the social media and focus on Nancy.
Get a brain. Don't be such an idiot.
No, listen, he needs all of her attention, not her on social media making it worse.
But let me tell you what her father should have done. I said this from day one, and I was the a-hole, right? Oh, I'm the bad guy. I said, you are insane for letting this guy live with you. I was telling this to B, too, before this even happened. I said, a normal parent would not do this. A normal parent does not go, oh, yeah, my just turned 24. She was 23 until like a few weeks ago. I don't know.
but now 24. A normal parent will go, you know what? My 24-year-old daughter is dating a guy who has a severe drug addiction and six OVIs, heroin, shooting heroin. A normal parent doesn't go, yeah, move in with us.
Rover.
A normal parent would go, let me just tell you, when I was telling this to B2, when I would date people, girls, when I was 19 or so, or 17 or whatever, and if my mother did not like them for some reason or thought they were bad news, the reception that they would get would be quite chilly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
She certainly wouldn't invite him to move in, I'll tell you that. But I said this from day one. I said, this is a disaster waiting to happen. When the last OVI happened 2 months ago, and he went into rehab for 30 days, the company sat me down and they go, listen, we're going to send this guy to rehab. We'll give him a 100th chance or whatever. And I said, I mean, they didn't ask whether, I mean, it's not up to me whether the guy's fired or whatever. But they said to me, it would be a bad look if we don't send him to rehab, if we just terminate the guy. And in this meeting, I said, you know what would be a bad look? Because this was 2 months ago, he shot up heroin on his way home from work and then was arrested for that. I said, you know what would be a bad look is if this guy is at work, shoots up heroin, gets in a car crash, and kills someone. Mm. That's going to be a bad look. And then I went on the air and I said, look, it's going to be bad on me when this guy gets arrested. Because I have to be honest, people ask me at our fan meetups over the past week, they go, if it were up to you, would Nats be working there? I said, of course not. So because it's all going to come back on me. For instance, you see the headlines in the news. It's not Nats arrested. It's not iHeartRadio employee arrested. It's Rover's Morning Glory personality arrested for OVI. That's what the headline is. I knew it would come back on me.
I
don't want to be I told you know-it-all, but I told you.
Well, I think everybody
what
knew.
I said was going to happen happened.
Sure.
And thankfully, no one was killed.
Thank God.
Imagine if he did kill someone.
Somebody walking across the street.
Right.
Or even killed somebody in that car.
I know.
Yeah.
And it is uncanny. What I said was, I don't think you have to be a brilliant guy to figure it out, but it's exactly what I said was going to happen happened.
I also think the big picture is he's been with us for a few years, and it's not about, you know, we'll be fine. It's about him getting better, and I just don't know how that's going
to
happen.
I told him, I said, this is not a good place for you to be. It's too high pressure. It's too high profile. It's not a good place to be when you are trying to recover from whatever this addiction is that he has of heroin and God only knows what.
Been in rehab all the way up until his court date next week. That's where he should have stayed, not come back to work. He should have been in rehab from the day he got out of jail to next Wednesday. So does he have court next Wednesday?
Yeah, yeah. What do you do when you go to court next week? And you go, well, who knows about this one? He goes to court on Wednesday for his last OVI 2 months ago. What do you do then?
They don't combine them together?
No. Two different counties.
Oh, jeez.
I think you'll...
Two different counties?
Yeah, right?
Wow. I guess. About that.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to have to go to two different court systems. I know he has court Wednesday, but I'd also assume he might have court Monday because, you know, you get charged with something, you have to go in and you have to usually have to go to court afterwards, right, to make your plea.
Usually it's right around the time you got. I'm shocked he's not in. I'm shocked.
I can't believe you're not in jail. Like, what does it take to get put in jail and stay in jail? I mean, it's unbelievable to me.
Well, if you have money, you can walk.
What does he say to you, Charlie? Yeah,
what are you talking to him about?
Yeah, when did you guys first hear about this? Was it during the show?
During the aftermath. Some guy just called in and said it. And I was like, I didn't believe it at first. And then everybody started emailing me the police report. God. And then we kind of ended the show after that.
But Charlie had clues. He told me yesterday, and he didn't bring it up to me at all, which I, you know, I
what do you mean clues?
Well, on Tuesday or whatever, on Wednesday is... Nadja's girlfriend is like, he's missing. I think he was in a car crash. Charlie just doesn't bring any of that up. I don't know why.
Yeah, because his girlfriend calls me Wednesday, says, I can't find Nadja. This is late Wednesday night, like 10, 11. Can't find Nadja. Nobody can find him. And then she says, I think he might have been in a car accident or something.
Oh,
and I go,
God.
Okay. And so what's going on? What's happening? Where is he? He's missing. Nobody knows where he is.
Why wouldn't you tell us this on Thursday at work?
Well, what? What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? What do
you
mean? What do you mean?
Because then,
why?
Let me finish the. Let me finish the next part. I then get a call from his girlfriend. Says, "Oh, they found him. He called me. He's fine." And that's all the information I had.
Okay.
I didn't know DUI. I didn't know if the car accident was true at the time. They found him. He was missing for like an hour. That's all I knew for an hour. He was gone. Then they found him, and he was just back at that, back where he was supposed to be. And it seemed, okay, everything seemed normal at that point. Okay, fine. She was going to drive down there to go be with him, and I said, okay, cool.
Oliver in Iowa, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
I just want to say, no matter what his charges are, if they give Nats a lifetime suspension on his license, he will get his license back in the state of Ohio. When I was 12 years old back in 1984, my mother and two other people were killed in a car accident by a drunk driver who was on his second DUI and got a lifetime suspension for his license. Well, I believe it was last year he got his 14th DUI with a legal Ohio driver's license. The Ohio system is full of holes like Swiss cheese.
Oh my
Nads God. Will be a good boy for, I think it's like 15 months, and all of a sudden, oh yes, in the state of Ohio, you've been such a good boy, here's your driver's license back. But this last time he was hit with a DUI and heroin in the car, so hopefully this dude is doing some serious time.
I doubt it. He's probably out 4 hours later, like Nads. I mean, it's incredible.
Three vehicular homicides. He killed all three people in the car my mother was in. And he did less than 2 years in jail.
I'm so sorry.
Well, this could have been a disaster. I mean, it really could have been a disaster. And thankfully, it wasn't. It's just cars that are totaled. I've got to take a break.
Has anyone, besides Charlie, have you talked to him?
No.
Well,
866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Mornings. Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover.
In a world full of boring talk shows, repetitive music, and fake news.
You're fake.
Why listen to anything else? This is Rover's Morning Glory.
We were talking about Nads, our phone screener, who was arrested once again for OVI, for a hit and run. He crashed his car into other cars. So thankfully, no one was injured. It was 6:30 in the morning on Wednesday morning. They suspect he was on drugs, driving on a suspended license from his last OVI 2 months ago. Eric in Allentown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Rover. Yo,
what's happening?
Man, I just want to tell you, I am so proud of you, my friend. When he first got out of rehab after that 30 days, you were on to him, and nobody believed you. And right you were, my friend. Right you were.
It's so weird how when he got arrested 2 months ago, everyone was like, oh, yeah, you know what, Rover, you were right. And then he gets out of rehab, and then I continue to be skeptical of the process, and then I'm the jerk again.
Everybody's like, Rover, you should give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right. Rover, no, even Doozy, and I hate Doozy, she was even on it. She wouldn't even speak to him, and I'm like, God, how awkward is it that nobody wants him there, but iHeart is giving him his job still? Like, what the heck were they thinking?
And it's, I don't dislike Nads. Someone asked me last night, I was at a thing last night, and someone, you know, this came up, it's in the news, it's all over, and someone said, you know, is he a good guy? And I said, yes, he's, I don't think he would intentionally steal from you or hurt you or harm you. I never saw anything like that. I don't dislike the guy. I thought he was very funny. He had great potential. And I was telling, as I was driving to this thing last night with my wife, I said, you know, this guy squandered a great opportunity where he had a million chances. I said, this guy could have amounted to something in radio.
But here,
he's very funny. I said, he could have... If he would have applied himself, he could have been a co-host on a show somewhere, you know, making $150,000 somewhere, co-hosting a morning show.
Where's that at?
Can we go there? Jesus.
You know what I mean.
But here's the thing. Have we known the true Nads? Because the whole time he's been here, he's been an addict. So we don't really know.
Well, that is the true Nads. The true Nads is an addict.
But
there were clean moments, I think. There were times he wasn't using.
He wasn't a bad guy.
No one said he was a bad guy, but there's a whole new person. And I do hope and pray that he will come out of this a better person and sober and change everything. He has a lot of potential
down the road. I don't think he wants to.
He's sick. That's why.
As he told me, he can't tell me he wants to stop using the drug. He's very happy when he's doing drugs.
But that's what a sick person says.
The happiest he's been in 10 years is when he picked that needle up.
Right.
That says something. That's what he lives for.
Ask a sober person, Dieter. They're like, oh my God.
Now, I'm not saying it's impossible.
It's going to take a lot of work. I mean, if that didn't wake him up the last time,
right,
and this whole family stuff, you think this is going to?
Jail.
And that's my question. I know we really can't talk about the family stuff, but did the family stuff cause this?
I think we can talk about the family stuff, and I will.
Nad said you feel free to talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, we can. I didn't want to conflate the two issues.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think, are they connected?
Possibly. Colin, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Colin.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Hey, so... I was calling in because my friend was the one that was actually in the wreck, and I wanted to give his account of what happened there. And
is this the guy that was in the truck that was only 4 days old?
Yeah, four-day-old truck.
Yeah, that sucks. But it could have been a lot worse.
Is he okay? Is your friend okay?
Yeah, I mean, he was hit. Looks like he was kind of hit from the rear side as opposed to a direct strike in the rear of the truck,
yeah,
which probably would give you a whiplash and all that. He probably lucked out.
Yeah, I mean, he's just really sore. I don't know if there's anything else wrong. I think right now he's just really sore.
Yeah, that happens after an accident. Yeah.
What'd he say? Did he get out and see Nads?
Yeah, what happened? Give me the rundown.
Yeah, so this could have been a lot worse. I know. So what it is he had his truck, and right behind him was another vehicle. And when Nads was coming in, he actually clipped the mirror of the vehicle behind him, and I think that might have woke him up or jolted him alive. And so then he swerved. And I think that's kind of what saved my buddy, is that he didn't hit directly in the back of the truck. He just hit that back right wheel well.
Right, right.
After he hit it, he went across the intersection. And my buddy's obviously, you know, kind of freaked out. He looks over and he sees the car go into park. He then sees it go back into drive and try, you know, and the car revs up across the street. So I don't know if Naz was trying to get away or pull over more or what.
Yeah.
So about that time, he saw this, so he sent somebody over because there's a guy behind him, got out to make sure he's okay. And he goes, hey, go over there and take a picture of his license plate. It looks like this guy's trying to run. So the guy runs over there, takes a picture of his license plate, talks to NADS, and he comes back. And the very first thing he says is, hey, man, there's something not right with this guy. He is tweaking on something. And so then about that time, they see NADS get out and run into the gas station.
Now, I wonder what he did in the gas station. Was he trying to hide? I mean, that's a terrible plan. Or was he flushing something?
Brandon, I think they found him in the bathroom.
Yeah. It's probably flushing heroin, perhaps. Jeez. Right? I'm just guessing. I don't know for sure. But
yeah.
That'd be my
main. Could be a good guess.
That would be what I would be doing if I was in possession of something like that. I don't know for sure, obviously, but, well, it could have been a lot worse. And
yeah, definitely could have been a lot worse. So I think that him clipping the car behind him is kind of what saved a bigger accident.
Yeah. Thank you, Colin. Paul, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
I had 2 points now I wanted to touch on. First was, I think everybody owes Doogie a huge apology for how she reacted when NADS came out. If NADS had more people like Doogie in his life with a tough love, he might not be in this situation he is in right now.
Yeah.
And everybody was first to, her reaction is exactly what he needed for a long time, and nobody gave that to him. Everybody, not you guys, I'm talking family, gave him the open door and the benefit of the doubt. He didn't earn the benefit of the doubt, but the other thing I was going to touch was when people were harassing you when you bought the bus and got it wrapped, and NADS wasn't on the side of the bus. You knew then that the risk was way too much to put him on. I mean, how much would it have cost you to rewrap that bus?
It's like $20,000 to rewrap. But I mean, right. I Snitzer's not on the bus, and I don't think Snitzer is going to do anything like that. You know,
just keep the butter knives away from him.
Exactly. There you go. I've long said around here that, you know, the guy is going to do something that will cause him to flame out. And when it comes to the tough love thing, I don't disagree with that guy. B2 asked me yesterday, of course, this is like the topic of conversation as we're driving to this event last night. And she said, it's hard. How could you turn your back on your child if they were doing this? I go, well, you don't want to, but you have to. What you're doing is not working. And you can't continue to enable like that. And he's got to stand up on his own 2 feet as a man. He's a grown man. He's 31 years old. I told her, I said, you know, I heard a thing that says that if you start using drugs, I don't know if this is actually true or an old wives' tale, but that once you start doing these hard drugs, that your brain is sort of like locked into that age, basically. So if you start doing drugs at the age of 16, start doing heroin, start doing benzos, whatever, you're kind of like emotionally and mentally kind of emotionally really stuck in that. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've never heard that. That's interesting.
Man, I will tell you, his behavior is like a 15-year-old boy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's treated like a 15-year-old boy by his family. And it's not working, whatever they're doing. It's just not working. Travis, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Travis.
Hi, Rover. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right. I got 3 things. For one, I want to commend Doogie for actually sticking up and actually putting him in his place. For two, I want to ask you, how do you feel about your whole situation of, you know, you kind of sticking up for him, but then he's your subordinate and he just treats you like a POS?
Well, I don't know if I look at it that way. He did what he had to do to continue using drugs and to tell people what they wanted to hear. And I didn't fall for it. I wasn't believing it. And I
commend you on that. I mean, you stuck to your ground the same way Doogie did. And I mean, for one, like, touche for you for actually not falling for his lies. I mean, I'm friends with NADS. I've known him for 5+ years, and you know, he did the whole cloth over the, you know, eyes. He played his whole I'm innocent, woe is me, and he just pretty much just ruined a bunch of lies. But the one thing that my main thing is I want to put out there is for people who are trying to say that he is, you know, the innocent victim in this because, oh, he's an addict. Imagine how the people feel that if the two vehicles that he hit, imagine if he killed them. Or, you know,
yeah, they're like, just on their way to work. Yeah, that talk about innocence.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying like the, for the ones who say that, you know, he is the victim. Imagine if he would have injured anybody. Like this this whole epidemic is getting out of control where he could have killed these people. And then imagine the families who have to deal with it after that.
Yeah, I don't look at it that Nads treated me like a piece of crap or was he's
a human being.
He just,
you know,
did what he look. If I were an addict, I'd be lying to people too. Sure. I'm in a good place, and I've seen the light after my 30 days in rehab. Oh wow,
he's
the
gonna tell you what you want to hear
exactly, so that you can continue using drugs and get people off your back. The goal is to just continue doing the behavior and shut people up so they leave you alone so you can go back to doing all the behavior, the drugs and whatnot.
Do you think he got out of rehab and right away started using again? Or was there a period where he was good?
I think there was a week.
That week was good?
I think there was a week right up until, I'm guessing right up until he got that surgery, and they gave him pain pills for the surgery.
Did they?
I'm sure they did. They had to have. You're out of surgery.
He said during, I think he got something, and then after they're like, no, that's it.
Yeah, I don't know, but
so I did ask my sister the last time this happened, and I said, how, if he gets drug tested, she's like, oh my God, that's so easy, because my sister deals with alcoholism.
Yeah.
And
she hangs out with a not-so-savory crowd.
It's interesting.
okay, so she knows all the tricks of the trade.
She does. Like, she was on it. Like, she's like, this is what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. And she said it is so easy to get to work around that whole drug system, like getting tested and stuff. And that broke my heart.
I can't believe
you,
they let you out of jail. I am really stunned by that.
I'm surprised he's out right now.
I don't have a lot of experience with the legal system and whatnot. But I'm really surprised. I mean, maybe I've been running my life all wrong, that I could pretty much do whatever the hell I want and get away with it. And there aren't a whole lot of consequences to this.
So what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that, as you can probably imagine, when he was arrested 2 months ago, iHeart told him, listen, this is it. This is your last chance. You cannot screw up. If you screw up, we will fire you. And yesterday, as soon as I became aware of this situation, I talked to iHeart. I talked to Sasskeith, and I said, I called him up. I go, hey, man. And he goes, hey. And I go, are you sitting down? And he goes, I know what this is going to be about. I already know. And I go, wow, that's fast. Sasskeith, who's he tied into? How does he know anything? And he goes, I'm guessing this is about Nads, right? And I go, yeah. And he goes,
how did he know?
Well, he didn't know. He didn't know the rest or anything. He goes, I tried contacting him all day yesterday to figure out if he's, this is on Wednesday.
Mm.
I tried contacting him all day Wednesday to see if he was coming into work, and he never replied. He never got back to me. So I know something must be going on. I go, oh, so you don't know what is actually going on? He said, no. I said, okay, let me fill you in.
Uh-oh.
And he said, are you sure that this is accurate? Are you sure? I said, yeah, I mean, it's accurate. Another arrest. And he said, okay. And then I got off the phone with him, and I knew what was going to happen, but he didn't tell me. And then I was at this event last night, and I got a text that from him that just said that Nads is no longer with the company. I'm sure everyone guessed that, though, right? I mean, yeah. I don't think that comes as a shock. I don't think it comes as a shock to Nads. I mean,
no,
it can't.
It came as a shock that he wasn't let go the first time.
Sure.
Yes, I agree with you on that.
I think Nads even said that himself.
Like, yeah, I think he was pretty surprised that he kept his job.
So did you talk to him after he was let go? And what did he say? Was he like
No, I devastated? Last time I talked to him was 7-ish. I don't know. I don't know what time.
PM last night? Or?
Let me see. 6:45-ish. Yeah. I haven't talked to him on the phone yet.
Someone just sent, texting. Someone sent me a screen grab of maybe he's listening right now. I don't know, but where is this? I don't know. I can't find it. I have so many emails and whatnot, but someone sent me a screen grab of a conversation that he was having with someone. I don't know if this is on, God only knows, Snapchat, whatever.
Please get off social media.
But he's replying to people, and they're like, I hope you get your life together, and he's like, thanks. And then he goes on to say that he's going to be doing a podcast sometime in the, and it's like, that don't a podcast? Are you serious? Don't
see these are the steps that he's taking.
Don't
that are not,
worry about a right. podcast
from jail.
Don't.
I mean, where prison. Did you?
Hey, you could get some probably publicity over that. You're doing the first podcast from prison, but
oh, that just breaks my heart that you just said that. That really is sad. Don't that that's
worry
what he's
about that. And like this this girlfriend of his who so dumb our old phone screener sent out a tweet yesterday. At about noon, and he said, in light of recent events, the notion that I was ever considered a liability sure does seem quite laughable. And then Nads's girlfriend, Maddie, replies and is like, hey, remember when your girlfriend lied about being in college to trick Ellen out of $25,000?
What?
Like, this is insanity.
She did not say that.
This is true. This is right. This is true. And, You got all of this stuff going on, and you're worried about what's happening on Twitter, and you're replying to stuff. So then Dumb's girlfriend goes, what a coincidence that I'm studying a-holes today. And correction, it's fiance.
No, wait, now B1 is...
Yeah, then B1...
they're battling him.
And then, so Maddie then says, last I heard of you was when... Nads was texting me from the backseat of your car as your fiance was screaming that you're stupid because you missed a turn. I'm guessing you probably both know what Nads's family emergency was, and shame on you for tweeting about him. Like, this is friggin' nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts, 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 nuts. Like, get a hold of yourself. You look like an idiot. To this girl, no offense. I mean, you look stupid for involving yourself in this kind of stuff. Take care of business, like Elvis said, TCB. You know how it turned out for him?
He died on the toilet.
That's right. Of a drug overdose. Yeah.
Not good. Oh.
Dan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Yo, Rover, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, so a little bit ago you said that you didn't think Nads would ever steal from anybody. So do you not find it coincidental that when he was having all these drug issues, he had your credit card, and then you got all that makeup that his girlfriend sells shipped to your house? And in the past, you said there's charges on your cards that you didn't really, you don't watch it all the time. Do you still think he wasn't trying to get all that money out of you to buy drugs?
I don't think so. I think that just happened to be a coincidence that $1,000 of makeup sent to my house. And then
the other side was probably me.
I think that it does beg the question, though. He had by his admission, he had a $2,500 a month heroin habit. Where are you getting that money from?
I don't know.
So you have that. I mean, your parents are already paying for your apartment and your car. Are they also paying $2,500 a month for your heroin? I don't know where you get the money to do that.
I don't think he would steal. I mean, I don't think.
Oh, I wouldn't put it past him. I didn't.
I would like
see evidence of that, but I certainly wouldn't put it past any drug addict.
Sure, you're right, Charlie. What's your plan going?
Well, I've got to take a break. You can ask him that question when we come back. I do have other stuff to talk about, but. someone said, I'm sick of hearing about Nats.
I know, this is a big day.
It's a big deal.
All people are on the phone, all email, everything. It's all over.
Invested in these people. You listen to them every day. So we have to just put this to bed.
Yeah, so he's no longer an employee of the show.
Did you know that, Dieter?
No, of course not. I thought, because last time I got a chance, I thought maybe he'd get another chance. I don't want to cut him loose.
The 50th chance?
Send him rehab again. See what happens.
Charlie, that he was fired?
No.
Do you think he was clean in rehab?
Yeah. How did he get in there?
I think you have to get drug tested. I think they're drug tested frequently in there.
Are they?
I think.
But really, what do you have to lose? He wasn't in a court-ordered rehab, so what difference does it make?
Well, they kick you out, don't they?
Yeah, they'll kick you out if you're not passing the test. And the whole, looking back on it, the whole point was to pass the test for the upcoming court date, right?
Yeah.
Take a break. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station.
Hey, raindrops, drop tops, smoking on cookie in the hot box.
Yo, now we back to...
My bitch is bad and bougie.
Rover's Morning Glory.
Bad.
What is this, Charlie? I like this.
Oh. Fever 333. You'd like them. They're the new rage.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sound
who.
Like
yeah, them. I like it. You like this, Dieter?
Yeah. I got to hear the whole song, though.
I'll try to find it.
Is it screaming? Is it singing?
It's kind of like rock rap again, but not a Limp Bizkit way. Like
a different kind of
like
way?
Like a cool way.
How do you do that in a different way?
Like rage.
Just not Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, what is this burn?
Yeah, you're just not Fred Durst?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Barely. Here it is.
Maybe they can kickstart rock, because rock sucks.
I know, they need something.
Yeah, I hear some Rage influence, some Linkin Park influence, right?
Yeah.
A little harder than Linkin Park. Dan in West Palm Beach, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man, what's happening, bud?
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
I can hear you, man. I've been struggling with heroin and addiction my whole life. I've been in and out of every kind of classic rehab and nothing works, man. That stuff's not his choice, man. He needs help, and he needs the right help. And just recently, I went over to Mexico, and I went to this place called the Holistic Hope House, and it changed my life for the better, man. And it worked. It's unbelievable.
The Holistic Hope House, you said?
Yeah. Instead of dealing dope, they're dealing hope, man.
Now, it's so interesting that the fact that as a drug addict, you go to Mexico for treatment. That seems like the last place drug addicts should go is Mexico.
Well, here in the United States, it's illegal because it's a cure, man. And,
well, what do they do? What cures you?
It's an Ibogaine treatment. Ibogaine and ayahuasca, and it's unconventional, and it's not the normal thing, man.
I don't know what that stuff means. Yeah. Ayahuasca.
That's the stuff you
what
take
is that?
And you elucidate. And
is it a mushroom?
Yeah. Oh, it's more drugs to cure your drug addiction?
No, it's like psychedelic, right?
I know. It sounds amazing. It sounds unbelievable. It's all medically done. It's done under the supervision of doctors.
And you know how good the medical system in Mexico is.
The best.
Top notch.
Yeah.
Right.
I know that you can say all that, man, but this changed my life, and I'd feel guilty if I didn't share this, man. And
How long ago did you go to that?
A few months ago.
Okay. And you've been clean since then?
I've been clean since then, and I don't even think about it, man. I don't even think about drugs. It takes away the obsession, man. It takes away the thought. It's unreal. It shows you things that you need to see. And I just, it's amazing the way I feel. I've been through other rehabs. You get out of that, and it's months of horrible depression, and you're thinking about drugs, and you know the answer is to go right around the corner and get what you need. You know how to make yourself feel better.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work. That pulls you right back into it, you know? And this has taken all that away, man. There's a weight off my shoulders. I feel amazing. And that's good.
I'm glad it worked for you, because I was just talking about this with B2 yesterday on this long drive that we had. And we were talking about rehab, and the success rates are so low.
Horrible.
They're doing something wrong, obviously.
Yes, you leave rehab here, and they put you on more drugs. You leave, and they put you on more, and then you're stuck on those drugs. And then you end up right back where you were.
Yeah, and I mean, the success rate is like 8% or something of these people who go into rehab. Could you imagine if you went to the doctor to get your appendix taken out and the success rate was 8%? We need a different treatment, right? We must be doing something wrong. So I don't know about the Mexico thing. People can look into that. Maybe it works. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it works for some people. Doesn't work for other people. I don't know. But whatever the hell they're doing, it ain't working. Jared, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jared.
Hey, good morning, Rover. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Well, I myself, similar to the gentleman you just spoke with, I'm actually clean from my drug habit for coming up on 3 years here in November. I was not into the drugs that Nads was. Mine was crack cocaine.
Wow.
And I'm not going to sit here and compare demons to demons for an addict. Whatever that drug of choice is, it runs their life. That is their master. And, you know, with this girlfriend and her family, whoever she is, they're enablers. And they are allowing him to continue doing what he wants to do by letting him live in their house, use their vehicles, what have you. And for me, it took a catalyst. It took that bottom that you may have heard people talk about, you know, right. And everybody's is different. And losing his job, losing his family, losing whatever, it may or may not be enough. The decision has to be completely up to him, but he's got to be done. And nobody, Dougie, I commend you on the tough love thing, Rover, you too, when he needed and wanted it. But ultimately, it's got to be all him.
Yeah.
And
no one can force you into rehab. That's why I don't have anyone in my family that is struggling with this. And obviously it must be hard, but you know, these families and what happens is they get sucked down with the people who are the addict. They get sucked into this craziness.
Because you love them.
I know, but
you wait for that call that somebody is dead. And how do I live with myself if I don't try to save them? What do you do? So that's where you get sucked in this vortex of, if I cut him out of my life and he ends up dead, I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah, someone said you should be doing more to help him, Rover. That was one of the comments. And I go, I don't want to get sucked in. Are you kidding me? I don't want to. I can't offer any. And I fully believe, like this guy says, you can't help someone. They have to help themselves. You cannot. Mm-hmm. I can't make someone get sober. It just doesn't work. Family can't make. If they could, they would have done it over the past 15 years.
They've tried.
Yes.
I really think the parents moved him in, his girlfriend's parents, to try to control him and watch him. They knew he was probably using to like, well, the least we can do is have him in our house under our roof and just watch him 24. Nothing else was working.
No, but so you say,
Here's what you do. You got your 24-year-old daughter living with you, and she's got her boyfriend, who's 31 with the million OVIs. You tell your daughter, get rid of this loser.
And when she says no,
then you say, move out. You're not living here anymore. You don't move the guy in. That's
insanity. He's trying to watch him, Rover. He's trying to control him and watch him. He thinks, well, I can change him if I see him 24/7.
Right. You're going to be the guy to change.
He should have been back and read. They should have told her.
30 days. What are you supposed to do? Just be in there for the rest of your life?
Yes, perhaps. 30 days is not enough. He should have stayed in there until his court date. And they should have guided him or at least be around people that are capable of
handling. Are you serious? That's the way you would approach that? If you had a 24-year-old daughter who's dating someone with 18 billion DUIs.
But I have two sisters, so I've seen it with my dad saying, hey, don't date this guy. And then my sister would sneak behind his back and still date him, right?
So that's fine, but you can do that on your own. You're an adult. You're 24. You can move out, get your own apartment. You can go live with the guy. You don't encourage that. You don't enable that.
However, he would have more control if they're under his roof. If they go and move out, he doesn't know what the hell they're doing.
Then but let if, her if deal with it.
But then she could get addicted. What if she starts using? So he's thinking, if they're in my roof, under my roof, I can watch them. I can control this guy. He's going to be scared of me. He's not going to use or let my daughter use.
But I think it was working until he went and he was alone. I think he was clean, and then he went down to the family emergency, and he was alone for like 8 hours or something, and immediately started using.
But where was he staying at when he went there?
That's pretty fragile.
Well, yes, it's very fragile.
Which is why he should have been in rehab.
If you can't be alone for a couple of hours.
He said that. He goes, I can't go to my apartment.
JP, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JP.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
There's been a lot of talk I keep hearing, just to kind of iterate. I mean, you guys have hit some of the stories like perfectly on the head as I've been listening to a couple of the callers. As a matter of fact, you guys were just talking about the 24-year-old with her boyfriend moving in. I actually had an instance a few years ago, and it still continues to this day. I had a cousin of mine who lived at home. Her mom and dad had gotten divorced. It was just my uncle trying to take care of her. And my uncle had to also take care of my grandmother. And she ended up doing things that, you know, you normally wouldn't think that you would do. I kind of resort back to, you know, he's too good for that, or she's too good for that, or he wouldn't do this, or he wouldn't rob that. And she ended up getting a hold of my grandmother's home equity checkbook and wrote like $36,000 worth of checks.
Wow.
To pay for her drug habit over like a 5 month period of time.
Holy mackerel. People will do anything. I don't trust. This is like the text message that my mother, the last time that this happened, that he's doing heroin and stuff, my mom's like, this guy's been in your house, and you know, you don't know what these people are capable of. These people who are on drugs, they'll come, they'll try to rob you, they'll do whatever. I said,
absolutely.
I know. You can't trust people. I don't trust people. Now, that being said, I never saw any evidence. Someone asked, has Nads ever taken or stolen from you? I didn't see any evidence of that.
No.
But, again, you can't put it past anyone. Sean in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sean.
Yo, Rover.
Hey, what's happening?
Yo, Dieter.
Yo!
Doozy.
Yeah.
So I've got a pretty crazy story from last year. Me and my girlfriend live in Rochester, and we came into Cleveland for a basketball game, and then we started tweeting Nads. So we hooked up with Nads and his girlfriend. Sorry, I get a little nervous when I get on the phone with you guys.
That's all right.
So we end up we're hanging out downtown Cleveland, and I end up tweeting Nads, and Nads is hanging out in Lakewood. So we go out, we Uber out to Lakewood, we get out there, and so we meet up, Charlie's there, Charlie's girlfriend, Nads, bunch of people from the show, Nads' girlfriend, so we're there, we're talking, my girlfriend has Adderall, she very rarely takes it, just when we go out partying, hands him out, obviously Nads takes one, we thought that was weird, Maddie takes one, we thought that was, you know, whatever, people like to take Adderall. But then it was really weird when she came back a couple minutes later and asked for another Adderall. I go, two Adderall in like 5 minutes. I don't take it. I never take it. It doesn't matter to me. And so we're there. She takes another Adderall. My girlfriend is telling her, you know, we're in Cleveland. We're looking for a girl to bring home back to our hotel room and, you know, have a little you know, a little extra fun.
Oh.
And Maddie is down. This is, and I'm going to tell you too, Rover, this is right after, this is right after Maddie tried to go bang the other guy to piss Nads off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is literally like.
This is when she, tried to have sex with some guy and Nads had to, I mean.
Don't bang my girlfriend. Bro.
I mean, right. Had to text the guy begging him, please don't go bang my girlfriend, even though she's asking for you to come over. Like, this is what I'm saying. It's unfriggin' healthy. It's nuts.
Okay, it gets good. So this is literally 2 weeks after that. So we're there. We're talking. So my girlfriend's talking with Maddie. I come up halfway through the conversation. My girlfriend's like, yeah, we're, you know, looking for a girl to bring back to our hotel room, you know, have a little extra fun. We do that from time to time. And Maddie is down. She wants to go with us. And
what about Nads?
No, she did. She said, well, what about Nads? And me being the guy, I go, no, only girls, of course.
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, yeah. She goes, I'll go with you. And so she's about ready to leave with us. And I come up with this plan. I go, well, what we're going to have to do, because I know she's there with Nads, and believe me, everybody I know, It's a jerk move, but I mean, I've been drinking all day. I'm not going to pass this up, especially I've been listening to Rover's Morning Glory for ever since you guys came to Rochester. Take home a girlfriend of the show.
Yeah, piece of the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So okay. I understand it's a jerk move. A lot of people are going to judge me, but so I go, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to call an Uber. And as soon as this Uber gets here, we just jump in the Uber and we just go. And we just ride out. And I go, but the one thing you have to do, Maddie, is you'll have to turn off your phone automatically. And this is how I know that she was definitely going to go with us. I go, you have to turn off your phone. And she goes, oh, we don't have to worry about that. My phone is broken. And wow. So we're there. We're about ready to, we're getting ready to go. And she goes, she looks at my girlfriend. She goes, and you guys do coke, right? And we both go, no. I mean, we smoke weed, but we didn't even bring any with us. You know, we don't care about it that much. And she goes, you guys do coke, right? And we're like, no, we don't do that. Within a minute, she runs over to Nads and tells Nads, hey, this couple's trying to take me home. She was going to go home with us.
If you did coke?
Didn't do coke.
Uh-huh. This is all allegedly.
This is all allegedly. I don't know that this happened for sure.
This is
guy's account of the story, not mine.
Wait, she didn't go because you guys had no coke?
We had no coke.
If
I would have said yes, we had coke, she would have been in the Uber. We would have gone. We would have gone back to the Ritz-Carlton where we were staying downtown. This is no joke. My girlfriend's listening right now. She can back this up. And as soon as she found out we didn't do coke, she ran right over to Nads, told Nads. Charlie gets mad at me. I go, Charlie, what do you expect from me? You would take my girlfriend home if you don't know me. You would take my girlfriend home. Nads got all mad. You know what I mean? Of course anybody would. If my girlfriend walked
now, why doesn't Charlie tell me these things? This is what I get irritated with Charlie, to be honest, is that why does he try to cover for all this stuff? Why doesn't he,
Some weird Adderall guy. I don't believe half of his story. Yes,
did you take Adderall from him?
No, and he was trying to hand it to me over. And over and over and over again. This guy's half of his story is a complete lie. I don't believe for a second he wasn't on Adderall because he wouldn't shut the F up. And I don't believe for a second Maddie was going to get in the car. He had it in his weird brain he was going to do it, and he kept passing out Adderall everywhere he could. You want an Adderall? I go, no. You want an Adderall? I said, dude, it's 11 p.m. I don't want to take an Adderall right now. You want an Adderall? You want an Adderall? I'm going to bang Nads' girlfriend. And that's all he kept saying. And in the end, literally nothing happened. So there wasn't really a story.
No, that's a story. Right. What do you mean there's no story? Right. Either way, either this guy's version of events or your version of events.
I didn't know he was going to call it his version.
But it happened a year ago. Like, why wasn't this told the next day, the next show? Why wasn't this discussed?
Because the real version of events, it was really nothing. There was a drug.
That's nothing that some guy's trying to screw Nads' girlfriend and he's passing out Adderall. And whether your version of events is accurate or this guy's.
His version of events. Is interesting. I'm telling you right now. What really happened was not that interesting. It was some guy.
I find it interesting.
Because you know his version. If I was to tell you my version, it was a drugged out guy trying to pass out Adderall all night at the bar, telling a weird lie.
Trying to take Nads' girlfriend back to the hotel.
I don't know if they were even communicating. He was telling me he was going to bang Nads' girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't remember Maddie having a conversation with him about she's going to go home. I don't remember that. I wasn't really part of this group. I was across the street at a different bar, and I popped over and I met this guy. It was a weird guy talking to Mile a Minute on Adderall. It didn't seem likely that Maddie was going to go home with him, so there was no real story to tell.
Charlie's completely wrong.
Says the guy that I was been drinking all day, right? Isn't that a quote you said?
Drinking all day. Oh yeah, without a doubt.
I wasn't.
I don't take Adderall. My unit doesn't work when I take Adderall, so I don't take Adderall. I don't. I don't touch it. Yeah, I was drinking all day, and I'm a talker. I'm a talker.
Yeah.
So no. It exactly happened the way it was. I never asked anybody if they wanted Adderall. I don't do Adderall. I don't take it. I don't take pills, period.
So wait, the original part of your call was you were passing out Adderall.
My girlfriend has Adderall. She has a prescription.
Okay.
She has a prescription for Adderall, so she takes it. She has Adderall. You definitely took one. Your girlfriend definitely took one.
No, yes, she doesn't. My girlfriend's never done a drug in her life. So everything you're saying is a 100% lie. My girlfriend has never in her life taken a drug. You guys have met my girlfriend. Does she look like she does drugs?
Well, I don't know if I could pick someone
Doogie,
out by my the look that you're...
Yeah, Nads doesn't look like a drug user.
Nads doesn't?
I haven't known Charlie's girlfriend to do drugs, but I wouldn't be surprised if she did. I haven't ever witnessed any of that. Nothing surprises me any.
She rarely even drinks that much.
Yeah,
my girlfriend would never take an Adderall from a strange guy.
I wasn't walking around talking, saying that, Maddie, I'm going to take Maddie home. I wouldn't have said that. Why would I tell anybody I'm going to
take her
home?
You just said that in the phone call that you did tell me that, and I called you an a-hole.
No, you got mad because, you got mad because all of a sudden Nads, which she ran over, told you and Nads, and then all of a sudden Nads got mad, walked away. I ended up talking with Nads for about a half hour after that, and you were like, what a jerk move. I go, Charlie, you wouldn't take my girlfriend home if she walked up and said your girlfriend and you could take her home?
All you did was talk a lot. It wasn't an interesting thing. Nothing you said actually happened.
Yeah, yes, it did. You weren't standing over to the side where me and Maddie and my girlfriend were actually having the conversation.
Then how would I...
Is your girlfriend right there, Sean?
My girlfriend, she's not with me. No, okay. She is listening right now, though.
She can back up the story, perhaps. Maybe.
Without a doubt. All right. Without a doubt. They definitely took.
But I don't know. I mean, this is one guy's version of events. Yeah. I don't know any of this.
And I understand that. Yeah. And I understand that. But she was definitely going to go home with us. I said, I'm going to get an Uber, and we just have to jump an Uber and go. You just have to turn your phone off. And she says, we don't have to worry about that because my phone is broken. And then she asked if we did coke, and we said, yes, we do coke. Maddie would have, without a doubt, jumped in an Uber with us, and without that, went back to the hotel room. She would have been mad when she found out we don't do coke. I don't do drugs. I don't do Adderall. We don't even do coke. I mean, we just have weed, but I don't bring it with me when I go on trips like that. I don't even care about it that much.
All right.
So I'm not a drugged out guy, but without a doubt, I think, and I wanted to say this for a long time, I think Maddie was a huge part of the problem. If she's walking around asking random people for coke, I think Nad tried to pretend like she's this goody two shoes that doesn't do drugs. That's ridiculous.
Someone did send me some info yesterday that she's been arrested for drugs in the past.
Oh, really?
That was the info that I think I don't know. I just saw a screen grab of. You'd have to look that up. Someone would have to verify that. But this is what was sent to me. And I don't know. Sean, thank you. I've got to take a break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on. Rover's Morning Glory.
8, 7, 6, 5. Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover.
Forget the TV show. These guys have been doing the strangest things for over a decade.
This is bad. Oh, God.
Strange, so strange.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover 866-967-6837. Brian in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Brian.
Yo, Rover. Yo, Dieter.
Yo.
I had a couple things real quick. One, it's kind of sad that Nats got laid off finally because, from what I gathered,
Snitz had finally finished putting him in the intro, and I think it was going to premiere on Monday, right?
I just brought this up.
In the show intro.
During the bus trip, I asked Snitz, I go, Snitz, do you have an intro with Nads in it? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you ever going to play it? He's like, I don't know. But it's funny, it came up that he said he had one ready to go.
Yeah.
It's in the can.
Snitz is going to freak out now because he has to redo the Aftermath intro. And Snitz is probably going to freak over that. Probably a lot of work Snitz is going to have to do. We don't like personnel changes here.
That's right. Anything for you.
Oh, thank you.
Snitz, have you talked to Nads?
Me? No, just the first day. That was it.
What day?
When he called to say why he wasn't here.
Oh, it's the last time I talked to him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him at all.
Are you going to? Are you going to reach out, Rover?
I don't know. Probably not right away.
You're going to call him?
I don't know. I you know me. I don't deal with stuff well. I'm not a chatty kind of person to begin with.
I know in the past.
It's just awkward.
I know. When people are let go, though, especially in radio, you say you always call them. And there's people that are strangers. The people that you barely know, I've been surprised in the past, you would call them after and be like, hey, sorry, and talk to them for like a half hour.
I bet you will.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll do it right away. What were you going to say, Brian?
I think you guys are a little too, you're not tough enough. I got to be honest with you, druggies, all that stuff, I got no time for it. If I don't know why they give them Narcan, I don't let them die. I know that's, you know, very hard to hear, but yeah, again, I'd be sad if Nance died. You know, everybody would be for a little bit, but I'd be a lot less sad than I would be if he killed a family or my daughters or my wife or me or, you know, what would you rather have? Doogie's daughter get hit by a druggie or the druggie die the day before on an overdose?
Honestly. Well, obviously.
Like you said, it's 8% success rate. So that means that, I don't know, 92 are still out there trying to kill everybody. I mean, again, it's not intentionally, like you said about Nance. I get that. But I don't have time for it. And that's fine.
Yeah, whatever we're doing in the country to address, we have a big problem with these opioids, whatever the hell. I don't know what the solution is. I know this rehab isn't working. It's obvious. It's not working for people.
I wish there was a way to zap their part of your brain.
Well, you got to get people, they can't start doing it. You just can't start doing it. Maybe I'd be a heroin addict if I ever started trying the stuff, you know? Never done that.
No.
And the reason I've never done it is because I know what happens to you if you do, or what the likely outcome is, you know?
Yeah. Do you have a prediction then, Rover, what's going to happen to him? You think prison? You think he's going to OD? You think he's going to become clean? Is this rock bottom?
I don't know.
I think it is, personally.
Do you think this is it?
I don't know.
You said that last time.
I'm concerned for the guy. I think that he, the deck is probably stacked against him. I think that an outcome of death is probably, if I were a betting man, that's what I would put my bet on. That seems to me like the most likely outcome.
I think jail.
Well, prison, I think is very possible at this point.
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, come on. After 2 months, what are they going to do? Probation again? He'll for sure go to jail, I think, here. Or prison for what? Probably 6 months to a year. And then when he gets out, possibly be clean.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you're in prison, you're not going to do drugs in prison.
They can stick him in.
You can get drugs in prison.
You can make drugs in prison. You could keister him in or do whatever. Visitor. Dude, it's possible they do it in prison.
Jeffrey, our prison prison guard.
No, the inmates know how to take fermented bread and fruit. They make a homemade liquor called hooch.
Toilet wine.
Yeah, make it in the toilet, right?
Hooch Pruno. Yeah, you're right, Corey. Yeah, but that's a homemade jailhouse liquor. And it's very strong, very bitter. And
you tasted
it? Drink the stuff.
You tasted it there?
Huh?
Did you taste it there?
No.
Wait, what is it? It's fruit and
it's like fermented bread and fruit, and they ferment it somehow in like water
in the toilet
and sugar, whatever they can get their hands on water. And
but don't the prison guards know that? Yeah, I mean, can't they?
Well, you see a big log in the toilet, they think it's feces, but it's really a big bread roll.
Yeah, I'm just
there's a sink. There's a sink. It's a sink. It's a sink. The sink and toilet are like one unit. You have a sink, and then you have a toilet.
You should try to make that.
I've worked in a jail before, Ducey. I know.
Yeah, we can make it.
Bring a toilet.
Would you like to bring in a toilet wine?
Toilet? Yeah. Can you bring your toilet in from home? Unattach it, bring it in?
No, I'm not gonna. Try to do that, Dieter. I can't.
Can you bring your toilet water in, and I'll get a little potty? Can you bring your water?
Okay,
in?
You get some water, and I'll bring some fruit and we'll ferment it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the sugars and the fruit, and then the yeast from the bread and whatever, and it just works together, and then eventually makes a
Where do you hide it?
In the toilet wine. It's just in the toilet.
So where do you hide it in the toilet, though?
You put like a bag. I mean, you're putting like a bag over to. Is the container. I don't
In the
think,
back part of it?
I don't think they have a back part in
The back part of a toilet is the sink, at least in the jails I've been to.
Like, they can detach the toilet from the wall and use that as a hiding place.
And then you got to hold it and probably use another guy's toilet for until as your brew is fermenting.
Someone said that we're aware of the issue with RMG TV. We keep starting it over. We're purposely doing that because it's skipping. I've been in talks with Livestream, who handles the video aspect of the show, and they assure me that they're working on these issues. Here's a guy that says, "What happened to Nads? Can you quickly recap this?" So Nads was arrested on Wednesday. Another OVI hit and run accident. Smashed into a couple of cars, obviously driving on a suspended license and all of that. Now, before I move on, let me quickly go to Eric, but there's another aspect I want to tell you about. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you. So this kind of hits home for me because my mother or our family was a victim of a guy who hit my mother while he was on heroin and killed her. And so I was taught by my mother to be very sympathetic towards people and their problems. So while in one sense, I like to see people try to get better when they're on heroin, but when what Nads is doing, Nads isn't, there's no improvement. I don't feel sorry for him. He's not pulling his head out of his keister. And what he's doing is that he's going to kill somebody. He's not going to kill himself unless it's with an overdose. Once he decided to start driving illegally, he knows what the ramifications are. The drug's more important, and there's nothing that could be done because the guy that killed my mom, he'd been in and out of rehab a month after he killed my mother. He was in Cleveland. They busted him for shooting up because his parents bought him another car to drive, even though he was driving under a suspended license. So everything you guys are saying and people are saying about enablers, that's exactly what he has. He has people that are enabling him, people that aren't giving him tough love. They're saying, you don't have keys, you don't have this, you don't have that. You're going to have to straighten up or you're forced to. He's not doing it. He will kill somebody else before he kills himself.
Well, I hope no one ends up dead. I hope he doesn't end up dead. I hope no one else ends up dead. Charlie, what's your prediction with everything?
Prediction? I have no idea what's going to happen, but I'm really worried about him right now. Yeah.
What are your actions going to be?
I'll still be friends with him. Yeah, still talk to him as much as possible.
You see him this weekend?
No.
Possibly?
No.
So you don't find that problematic a little?
No, he needs people that are going to be, I don't know. I'm not going to...
When Charlie's the positive influence in your life, you're in real trouble.
I'm not going to be a positive, telling him what to do or anything, because that's just not my place, and he's not going to listen to me. So he's gonna want to change anyways. But I'll still be there for him.
Keith says, my girlfriend is in prison, and they have all the drugs you want in prison.
That's scary.
I wonder what his girlfriend is in prison. Do you keep your girlfriend if she's in prison?
Yeah.
She must be friggin' hot or something, right?
Yeah.
Or she gets out. Bed. Prison she's sex.
She's going to be ready to go, man. She's going to be freaking horny.
Yeah, but who knows what she's doing in prison there? I mean.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting it on with the cards, each other.
Mm. Yeah, I think everything. They take a toothbrush and they make it into a vibrator.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Into a vibrator?
Yeah.
How would you make a
I heard this
How does
before.
It vibrate?
I think a hookup chick said, no, you do it with yourself. You take the toothbrush.
Oh, so dildo.
Yeah, dildo. Take the handle. I think you take a tampon and tape it to the toothbrush handle to make it a little thicker.
Okay.
And then you either put a rubber glove on it or a condom and you use it.
I see.
On yourself.
I see.
Yeah.
Why would a woman do that? Because they, that's just, I don't know.
It's just something different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mixing it up a little.
Yeah. You know, you masturbate.
All right.
No, she very rarely does.
Right. I know. That's why it was strange. She was saying, oh, yeah, you need to change it up.
When was the last time she changed it up? She does. Yeah. She did.
10 years.
She has, I got the lingo.
No sex drive whatsoever. She doesn't. You don't diddle yourself. I mean, maybe she does that. I would estimate at once every 3 months is what I would say.
Dude, oh, you think that?
4 times a year she has an orgasm is what I would estimate.
Oh, no.
You don't think it's that? What do you think?
Once a year? Twice a year?
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, it's shut down.
Twice a year?
The factory is shut down. It's closed. She's okay with that.
So twice a year, Doogie? Is that accurate?
Maybe 3 times a year.
Really? Are you serious? That's it?
I'm good.
That is nuts. That's crazier than anything I've heard in the past 24 hours. Could you imagine that, Dieter, if you only had 3 orgasms a year?
Oh, I would... I'd start doing drugs.
Oh, Jesus.
So, I wanted to keep these two things separate, what we were talking about with Nads and him being arrested on Wednesday and all of that, and relapsing once again. I wanted to keep that separate from the other issue of why he says he wasn't here this week. And what some people may point to, this has been made public, not by, I mean, I wasn't going to make this public, but, you know, Nads' girlfriend is blabbing it all over the internet.
Are you kidding?
No. That Nads' mother.
Oh my God!
It tried to commit suicide, and that's what what we heard on Sunday. Nads said, "My mom tried to commit suicide. I have to go down there. I can't come into work." And some would say that is the spark that lit this fire. I don't know, and I
think we're gonna end up in the same position anyways that we're in right now.
What do you mean?
Eventually. Yeah. If it wasn't this, it was something else.
It would be something else that sparked it. I think it did move things along a lot quicker. So, yeah.
Or was it the other way? Nads was using again. The mom knew, and then she took this action.
I don't think so.
Which came first?
Anything's possible. Yeah. When I heard this, I was even skeptical that I'm getting accurate info on this. On the mother suicide thing. Because... again, addicts will use, I can't come into work, if this happened, if he alerted us this on Sunday, and he didn't get out to where this happened, in Chillicothe, which is like 2.5 hours from here, if he didn't get down there until Tuesday morning, you gotta explain that to me.
I don't get that.
How's that possible? Wouldn't you immediately go down there? Sunday, when you heard this?
You would have to.
News?
What if she doesn't make it?
I get it, you don't have a driver's license, but...
do we know
when
if
you have
even...
someone take you down there?
Yeah. Do we know... has he seen his mom, Charlie? Do you know that?
He told me he did Tuesday.
Oh, we don't...
And that's... he went into a lot of detail how his mom was doing in the hospital, so... But could... who knows?
Is she okay?
She's up now. She's awake now.
Oh, good. God.
But for 3 or 4 days, she wasn't. But it might have been medically induced or something. I'm not sure.
But that info...
See, when I heard this, I go, I said, A, I don't know if I believe it, because drug addicts will come up with anything to get out of if they're in this, remember this IOP, intensive outpatient treatment, whatever the hell that thing was, where they're drug testing you. If you've relapsed, you'll come up with anything. Oh, my dog died. My mom tried to commit suicide. Oh, a UFO landed on my uncle's house. I have to rush over there and save him. I mean, you come up with anything, right?
Not this.
Color me skeptical, but I don't know. I have no information on this. I'm just reading what I've got off the internet from them talking about it. It's possible that it's entirely accurate. It's possible that it's possible. You know, maybe that all happened. But it wouldn't surprise me if we're not getting accurate information on that. That would not surprise me. And it also wouldn't surprise me if it was just an overdose. You know?
Yeah.
How do you know it's suicide?
I don't know. any of that is hard for a sober person to deal with, which is why going into it.
But I also can't figure it out when you've had someone who has committed suicide in your family, Nads's brother. And everyone says how devastating that was and how it caused so many problems for the family. Why then would the mother go, I'm going to do that same thing? It boggles my mind. This is what I wrote down on a piece of paper and I showed to Dieter. Oh. I think it was on Monday morning, yeah, I believe.
On
it
the
was.
Bus. Yeah.
Right.
Jeffrey tried to find that paper.
I know he did. He was rummaging like a little rat through our trash can.
Because he asked me, he's like, so what was on that paper?
I took that piece of paper and I hid it.
And Nads wanted to call in Monday and tell everybody this. And I was like, I don't think that's a good idea. And I talked him out of it. And now I don't know if I feel if he would have called in.
I don't think
this would have happened.
Can't think like that.
I don't think that would have made any difference.
I feel like it would have. I don't know. That's what I've been thinking about.
What was to gain out of that? To get praise?
No, to get sympathy. Right.
I'm not sure. He wanted to call in just to alert everybody, like, hey, I'm not using drugs at the moment. And, my mom did this, and I was like, I don't think you should do that right now because, I don't know, maybe your mom doesn't want everybody to know.
Right.
You know, it's a little embarrassed.
Well, that's why I haven't brought it up.
And then, so he's asked, then I talked him out of it, and he's like, okay, you're right. Could you guys not talk about it? And we said, okay. And then that set down this, you know, this path.
And then he's arrested on Wednesday. Yeah. But then he said, go ahead and talk about it.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did say yesterday when I was talking to him. He was like, you can go ahead.
I would. See, that makes sense. Like, go ahead and talk about it because you've just been arrested for your 18th OVI or whatever. You want people to know about this other aspect of the story. This is why I purposely did not bring in this aspect of the story until right now.
I agree with what you're saying, yeah.
And so you go, oh, I want people to go, oh, I was going through a tough time. People can see. Maybe it's true. I don't know. Maybe that's why the sight of seeing your mother in the hospital or whatever the hell. If he even made it down there. I'm not 100% convinced. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he did. And that's when he was alone. Because he got a ride down to his mom's house, and he was staying at his mom's house, but she wasn't there. He's just alone in the house.
I thought she was in Florida. How she?
She moved back. She moved up here. I don't know, a couple months ago.
She did?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Who's taking care of the grandfather in Florida?
Good question. I'm not sure. I think he might have moved up too, but in a different. I think his aunt and uncles or something live around that same area. That's why she picked that area to live.
I didn't know that.
So I'm guessing the grandpa's with one of them. One of her brothers, sisters, somebody like that. So he was alone for the first time for, you know, 8 hours or something, 12 hours, immediately starts going and using.
But I don't even know if that's true. You're telling me he hasn't been alone since he got out of rehab 3 weeks ago?
I mean, your mom's in the hospital,
from here to wherever. I mean, he's going straight home. He's not going anywhere. He's never alone. I mean,
I'm saying he's not alone for an extended amount of time, like 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. It's a lot.
It's when Dieter was so surprised on Monday, right? When you read that?
Yeah. You kidding me? I was thinking something
else. Did you even
else.
Wrap your mind around
no.
this? I mean, that's what I said. It's 15 on a scale of 1 to 10 when it comes to craziness. Like, what the hell is going on?
I never would have guessed that. I was actually thinking what happened on Wednesday, that he got another DUI you were going to write to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why did I even think that? That was crazy. That was so stupid to think that. And then two days later, it actually happened.
It happens.
But I do think this was the best decision for him, for his
what to drive
journey of.
So what did he do? He take the mom's car? Is that whose car it was? It's in his dad's name.
That's what I'm guessing.
It's his mother's car.
That's what I'm guessing. I haven't asked him much about what had happened. With the DUI.
Does he even know?
I don't think he knows. He's high out of his mind.
Yeah, someone said that someone that works at the Get-Go said that when he went in there, he started, screaming at himself and hitting himself in the face.
Sure.
Yeah, because he fled into a Get-Go after this accident on Wednesday.
Oh, the video from that, I mean, be crazy.
I'm sure we'll see it at some point, right? Well, I really wish that I hope that this family gets the help that they need. I don't know what else to say. I think I've exhausted everything I have to say on this subject. But obviously, they have some real, real problems. The whole family, it sounds like. And I hope that, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how people recover from this. I don't know how people get, but I mean, this is just, this is actual insanity. I mean, this is no way to live. You can't live like this. You can't be getting DUIs every 2 months, and you can't be getting arrested for heroin, and you can't be attempting suicide, and you can't be trying to, you know, so I hope that it all works out.
Me too.
I hope that, you know, we don't hear bad news. It wouldn't surprise me if we hear bad news. Charlie, someone was on the phone earlier and they wanted to know, what are you prepared for? Are you prepared for getting a phone call that Nads has overdosed or committed suicide or something like that?
No, we could prepare for that. No. I really hope he doesn't. I mean, what do you want me to say to that?
I don't know. This is what the person wanted to know.
Have you thought about that?
Of course. He's at the lowest point he's ever been at in his life, I think, right now. So, yes. I'm going to try to keep in contact with him as much as possible. I hope he gets whatever help he needs.
All right. Let me take a break. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory radio station.
Tell Alexa to wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover.
Rover's Morning Glory has been an institution for over a decade. Ironically, that's where Rover found the other members of the show. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Out too late last night.
You tell what you did?
What was this event? Was this a work event?
No, Frank Caliendo, the comedian and impressionist. He lives in Arizona, but he was here. His wife is from here, so he comes out here during the summer sometimes. And he threw a surprise birthday party for his wife yesterday. That we went to, that B2 and I went to. So, Frank is not the most social person. In fact, he's very socially awkward, but Frank, so am I.
But together you guys fit.
Well, that's why, stand next to each other. I mean, we didn't talk to anyone else the whole night. It was just Frank and me immersed in conversation the entire night.
Do you guys even talk to each other, or you just kind of grunt at each other?
No, we talked to each other all last night. And primarily, we talked about how much we hate talking to other people. And so it's funny because some of the relatives of Frank's wife were like, man, they came up to me and they go, it's really strange seeing Frank talk to someone. Yeah. Like, he doesn't talk to people. We've gone out to visit him for a week at his compound in Arizona that he has. I guess he has some sort of compound with all these different homes.
Yeah.
And they said I just would pass him and it'd be like morning, and that's it. Like, the most they get out of him is good morning, and that's it. Then he just stays to himself. He does not talk to anyone. They were stunned that we were deep in conversation all night long about all sorts of stuff.
Did this come up the whole?
Yeah.
What
course.
Did Frank say?
Frank doesn't do drugs. Frank doesn't even drink. He was drinking Diet Coke last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he doesn't drink.
Huh.
And he says he just likes to always be in total control. Me, on the other hand, I was pounding glasses of champagne.
Oh, God.
That they had. They had nice bottles of champagne. I go, you don't have to open that up. I go, no, they want me to take bottles home and stuff. I go, Most of the time you go to a birthday party, you bear gifts. I made out like a bandit last night. I'm taking gifts. I'm taking food. I'm taking champagne.
What did you bring?
Nothing. What do I, first of all.
You didn't bring her a gift?
B2 and I talked about that before we went, and she goes, what should we do? I said, I really don't know. I said, I think we can just show up. I don't think we have to really bring anything. I mean, we don't know Frank's wife real well. I mean, I don't know what she likes.
Like a bottle of champagne. I thought you guys would for sure bring that.
They had 50 bottles of champagne. Wow. What am I going to do?
God, that's awesome.
And so we talked about that. I said, I don't know what I should. So we just opted to bring nothing. And I don't know if that's weird or what, but. What would you do in a situation like that? You bring something?
Yeah, something funny, like a John Madden video game, because he does the impression.
It's his wife's birthday. What does she want with
that? You want to laugh at that?
I doubt it.
Okay, that's a fail.
I think he's probably John Maddened out.
Okay, I think he'd be like, "Oh, I never got this. That's clever." I guarantee nobody ever gave that to him.
Bring Jeffrey there.
Oh yeah,
Jeffrey, what would you have brought?
I would have given Frank Caliendo his wife a nice birthday card and put a little money in it.
How much?
$20.
What's his net
worth? You don't
tip it out because I don't know what she wants. I don't know what her likes. I don't know her as a person. Come on, Dieter, give me a break, man.
A pizza guy comes to your house. You don't tip him. You're going to give Frank $20.
You forget your son's birthday and don't get him anything.
Yeah.
But you're going to get Frank Caliendo's wife something
for
hers?
Hey, if I'm being invited, this is why I don't go to parties.
Hey, did you give my daughter any money in her birthday card?
No, I just gave her.
So you actually know her, and you didn't give her any money. But
well, I thought the card was a nice thought from all of us. From all of us.
Did you hear that?
Okay, so
the card is still in the office. You never gave it to Gia.
You know why?
You never opened it?
It's been 2 weeks.
I'm afraid to touch it because it's got these grease stains all over it.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'll show you.
She was kicking it around. She wouldn't touch it.
No.
Yeah, she got it right away.
That's a very nice gesture.
That's rude as hell. I brought the card in, and then later in the day, I saw it just laying in the hallway.
Why are you putting on gloves?
She took it and just threw it.
Dude, she's putting on rubber gloves now.
That's a really nice. I didn't.
Oh, jeez.
Peter, did you get anything?
Get her anything?
Yeah.
No.
Neither did I. It's really nice of Jeffrey to do
it. Very nice.
Well, Snitzer, did you do that? He doesn't do that for his own children.
Right. Something for her.
Snitzer, did you get anything?
No. Not after that first time.
What do you think of that, Jeffrey?
That's rude.
Where is Jeffrey?
Yeah, what if there was money in that? There's $20.
Who cares? It's a card.
Then I'll open it and he'll spend the money.
I know, but you didn't open it yet. It's been 2 weeks. Open it.
So what is it? There's a little bit of a grease stain on there?
So what? It's for a sticky little kid. I mean, the kids are covered in sticky stuff.
Yeah,
what does it matter?
She's making slime and things like that.
Oh, yeah, he was eating, like, potato chips when he signed their name.
Big
you can
deal.
Tell it's all, like, there's
potato chip grease?
Yeah, like a greasy palm, and you signed her name.
But why are you opening that? Shouldn't Gia open that?
No.
She didn't take it's been 2 weeks.
But she only cares if there's money in it?
Is there money in it?
Yeah,
no,
that's
who cares? It's a birthday card. It says something nice probably on it. Yeah, happy birthday.
One nice thing that Jeffrey has
Thank you,
ever
Jeffrey.
Done.
You're really a disgusting person.
Dude, she really is, isn't she?
I think
she?
That's... one of the meanest things I've ever heard you do. Jeffrey went out of his way to be nice.
It's not six.
It's nine. It's upside down, moron.
Is
it's
it?
Upside down.
Oh, my God.
There,
I can see
you're
Jeffrey
nine.
Doing that.
So it's great. Look at this. What does it say in
Read
there?
It. It's all sloppy.
No money.
Read it.
I can't read it.
Give it to me.
Read it, Dieter.
Happy birthday, Gia, from Thomas Aaron.
It's Jeffrey.
No, that's it. Look.
The whole family signed
signature?
It?
Oh,
Jeffrey
look at that.
That's super sweet.
Yeah.
Thanks, Thomas.
Yeah, somebody else's name.
That's very nice. You got to give that to Gia.
I'll say this is from Jeffrey, and then she'll say the boy that poops his pants at work. That's how she refers to Jeffrey.
Well, that's because that's how you refer to Jeffrey. But Jeffrey does something very nice
for
your
daughter.
Very nice.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That's
Jeffrey,
the nicest thing I've ever seen Jeffrey do for anybody.
I agree.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's upset.
Jeffrey, what are you? Get up there. Grab the microphone, Jeffrey.
He signed his name Jeff 1. The numeral 1. Jeff 1.
That's
and family.
Weird.
What does the hell? What does that mean?
What is Jeff 1?
Why do you sign your name
Jeff
1? Jeff 1.
Is there a Jeff 2?
Hold on.
Okay. Get your coffee,
get
the headset.
Not like we're on the live or anything. And remember, move it away from your mouth.
Ew.
Hold on. We got to get this whole thing.
Why are you washing your hands, Dieter?
Because there was grease on it. I don't know what that is. It's very greasy.
Jeffrey, why did you sign your name Jeff Juan?
No, it's supposed to be the initial for my last name. That's the way I wrote it.
Jeff
L. Yeah. Jeff it's the way the curse of L, yeah. The curse of capital L, basically.
And what do you think about Doogie just leaving that card in the office and not giving it to her daughter?
No, I'm disappointed. Yeah, you're not. And I go out of my way to do something nice for her daughter, you know?
Why are you so dismissive about it?
No, I said thank you.
No, but you're really not. Because you had to, you didn't even bring it up.
She doesn't care.
You only brought it up to make fun of the grease stains on it. Yeah,
don't do anything nice for Doogie.
I would have been mad if you would have given Frank Caliendo's wife money, but not.
Well, okay. First of all, I wasn't invited to the party, and his wife doesn't even know me from Doomsday.
Can I tell you that I was invited to that
doesn't
party?
Doesn't know me from Doomsday.
What's that?
It's kind of a saying that my wife comes up with every now and then uses. You know, when she says she meets somebody and she doesn't know the person, she goes, I don't know this person from Doomsday. So she has a tendency to say that.
Kind of like, I don't know this person from Adam.
That one makes sense.
Yeah, it's Adam.
Well, my wife, unfortunately, she has her own unique qualities.
How much was that card?
I got it from the dollar store.
So it's a dollar? So you made a trip to the dollar
store.
$1
on that.
Thank you,
Jeff. I mean, I thought the card was a nice thought, you know?
Yes,
it was.
It was.
I didn't think cost would matter.
Let me go to Ron in Youngstown. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Ron.
Yo, hey, I just wanted to touch base on that drug stuff again. I was wondering if Jeffrey ever tried fentanyl.
Good question.
Jeffrey.
I know the joke, okay, so knock it off, pal. I never tried any hard drugs.
Well, no, I'm curious if you wanted to try fentanyl these nuts in your mouth.
Oh, there goes the headset.
Oh, he's a walk-off. All right, wow.
Another walk-off.
He's fleeing the scene.
He's fleeing the scene of the crime.
You didn't say that.
No, he's got to go, I think. Oh, okay. He's heading to the bathroom right now.
So I was invited to go. You had made reference to this that on Monday. I had talked to Frank last week, and he invited me to go.
Well, you live very... You, close she to lives, where? Doogie lives literally 45 seconds from where this surprise birthday party
Really?
For Frank Caliendo's wife was. 45 seconds away. Literally 45 seconds away.
So he texted me last Thursday, and he's like, hey, you and Gia should come. My kids will be there. Please come. And I'm like, oh, my God, that sounds great. I would love to. And Monday, you had made a snarky comment about me, you had made a really bad comment about me and how he didn't really want to invite me and how he's like, oh, should I invite?
Who said that?
You
I
did.
Didn't
You're
say
like,
that.
He was like, oh,
I
somebody
didn't say
wasn't
that. What
sure
are you talking
if,
about?
If they, we were talking, I was talking
what?
To somebody.
You literally never
no.
said anything close
I,
to
I
that.
I didn't
no,
say this
you didn't
at
say,
all. This is,
you didn't say Frank's name, but you said you were talking to someone and there's something that I've been invited to and they were hesitating if they should invite Doogie.
Nothing.
I never
this
said that at
air.
All.
And I, my
this
heart,
is classic Doogie where
no,
she turns any invite to anything into some
sank.
Sort of twisted thing because, where it's about her.
No, my yes. heart, I wanted to go and my heart sank because I'm like, oh my God, was... Frank
Rover.
And Rover, were they making
what?
Fun of me?
You yeah. didn't say anything yeah. like this.
I, you didn't
pull,
say
pull
his name.
Clip. Completely
this is nuts. Pull the clip.
Yeah,
I
clip.
Agree.
You okay?
He the most I might have said was...
You talked over it.
He asked, you know, should I invite Doogie? She lives right...
I think that's
right,
what you said.
Right across
should
the
I invite
street Doogie or whatever.
Yeah. And Doogie spun
that's
it.
I'm not
spins
sure
it
if
into
I should
a...
invite her. And you said that, and I'm like, oh, I'm not
what
gonna
the hell? You are mental. You are absolutely mental.
You're losing it.
Every invite she's ever gotten to anything, she spins it into, is Doogie going to come? Is Doogie not going to come? And turns it into an event about her.
No, there was no Roverfest. I could have gone. And then the other reason why I was hesitant.
What does Roverfest have to do with it?
Invited to his wedding? Is that what you're talking about?
No, no. Every invite to anything, anything ever, it turns into this big production with you. Yes.
And then the other thing is, what do I get as a gift? I can't afford to get her something that makes her happy.
Hey, it's anything. It's the thought that counts, dude.
You don't get
anything.
You show up, you have some conversation. I brought, you know what, I brought my personality. That's what I brought.
The gift of jab.
Yeah, yeah.
They return that.
The gift of what?
Of jab.
You're going to punch him, man.
Jab.
Jab or gab?
Oh.
gift of Jeb.
It's picking a fight with Frankie to get there.
Oh, my God.
Fuck off.
She is...
Sit in the hallway.
Have you ever...
No.
How long do you think she's been saying that? For years? You've been saying jab for years?
Jib jab.
Jib jab.
That's where she got it from.
It is.
Oh, my God. But the gift of jib doesn't make sense either. Nothing you're saying makes sense.
I like her out there.
Yeah.
And then when she wants to talk, just walk to the mic, okay. Say something dumb, and then sit back down.
Yeah, just sit out there with Jeffrey. Yeah.
Jeffrey, you get her seat now.
No.
No. No, it just really... This is not how it went down at all. Yeah. She was invited, and then she doesn't show up.
I remember you said something. I don't know how she's spinning it.
It made me feel bad when what he said, because then I was like, I didn't want to bug Frank. I didn't know if he really wanted me there or if he just felt like, well, if Rover's invited, she's going to get... I wanted to be there because I do love him, but I didn't... The way that you said it made me feel bad. So I just decided, I'm like, and
oh my god, it's all about her, isn't
and
it?
Gio
it's
was
all
upset
about her
because you were there.
So you made your daughter upset by trying to make some weird stand by not going.
No,
because
I told her
to.
I said we might, depending on our schedules, we might be going to something, and I think Chaney and Brittany are going to go. And
do you think she ever planned on going ever?
I did.
No,
until Rover
no,
said
because
that.
They, nope. Because
that's not true.
No, that no. She in her, you know, what do I wear? I don't have anything to wear. I mean,
I know where it was.
Whatever
I
this
fine.
Ridiculous. No, wear the clothes, you idiot. I don't have anything to wear is what I said.
She's like, where? The location?
Do I walk up again?
Yes.
I think after that was just as bad. That was really
I'm just
dumb.
Hungry.
In a way,
so
though, I, you know, I'm sort of glad Doogie didn't go. Because Doogie is so
ruled.
Obnoxious at these things.
She would take over.
Oh, she'd walk in. Oh, hey! Yeah! And cause a big scene.
That's what you were saying when you
and
said
then,
all this.
And then all these guys. Would you know, they're guys that are over there at this thing. And she would have been, oh, look at you. Ooh, you are hot. Oh,
yeah.
Hot pants. Oh, yeah. Like in front of their, I mean, wives. She's just so... obnoxious at these things.
Over the top. And Frank, I have to poop.
Right.
Where's the bathroom in case I have to go? Because I feel it.
Oh, theater, you know exactly what I know what I'm talking about, right? Like, she can't go in and be a normal person.
You're just jealous of
she's
my
got, she has this, it's a, no, it's not a, it's a defense, I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is with her. But she can't act like a normal person. I've been with her at places where she acts like that, and then she takes two steps out the door, and she's back to just being normal.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I'm around Rover, and I'm miserable.
No, you put on this act like you're, you know, the life of the party, and you're having fun, and it's she makes people uncomfortable.
But it's
and
not actual fun.
It's fun.
It's an act.
Oh, it's a total act.
See,
the whole thing
is
an
act.
This is
why I didn't go, because you were saying, oh, she's going to be me, and you couldn't say what the event was, obviously, because it was a surprise. That's
why
I didn't
go. Yeah, it's a surprise party.
So, thank you for ruining my fun. I could have found my future husband there last night. Any single guys there?
I don't know. Maybe, perhaps. I don't know.
So, I'm glad you had fun.
You could have married into the Caliendo family, you think?
Yeah. Does he have a brother?
Does he have a brother? Ooh. He's on TV.
Frank Caliendo?
I swear,
a brother on TV?
Some of his bits, he'd bring his brother in, or maybe I was so dumb it was just him playing another guy, but I swear...
It's probably him playing
probably
another...
Frank, you think? I when swear. You know?
Frank Caliendo is a brother that's
okay,
a performer?
I think it's somebody else.
The hell's wrong? I don't know this.
Hold on. Terry Caliendo?
Who's that?
His brother.
Oh, is he cute? Is he single? Is he married?
I don't know.
What does he do?
I have to look it up.
Where'd it go? Is he in the mob?
I'm out. Pass. I don't want any of that.
How great was that story that Caliendo was talking about? I think you could dig deep on that. That he had some sort of relative that was in the mob and in witness protection. And Frank is like a private kind of guy, but
sure.
Someone could dig that up. I guess the guy was running a his relative was running a prostitution ring and got busted by the feds and all that. I mean, there's got to be a much more to that story, right?
Nah.
All right, I've got to take a break.
You want me to give you an amazing shizzy when you come back?
Yeah, like we haven't done a shizzy all morning.
I'll do it.
All morning. All right. We'll come back. We'll do the shizzy. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching for free at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back with a supersized shizzy. First news of the morning right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Rover's Morning Glory. Just say, Alexa, wake me up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio weekdays at 7 a.m. Don't be confused by the helmets. They don't play football, but they are special teams. Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. Supersize shizzy, first one of the morning. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
So now we know why the president halted military response to Iran, because Dieter had mentioned earlier this morning they were planning on doing an airstrike in Iran, but it halted. No one knew why. I'll tell you why coming up next. Plus, people lose personal items at the beach all the time, but body parts, usually not among those items. A body part was found on the beach. I'll tell you what it was next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Johnny Five, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Johnny Five.
Yo, Rover.
Yo.
Why?
Arbe.
Hey, so let's promote RMG Plus. I'm a day zero subscriber. Let's put Naz's video on the Friday leftovers.
Ugh. Oh, the best of video?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if today is a good day to do that because
today's the best day.
No.
Well, I don't want to. I don't want to. As much as I would like to, for I just you don't want to kick a guy while he's down. I don't think. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But everyone loves Nads, and this is like the opportunity to do it. Because if not now, when?
I don't think we ever
could be
need to
a
see
week,
that.
2 weeks, a month. I mean, it could be in the sometime in the future. I don't think you have to do it when he's all over the news for getting arrested for the billionth time. The guy's going through all sorts of issues with his mother and with his drug use and with all these things going on. I don't think you have to rub it in.
I understand, but I'm still waiting for the 10-year retrospective. Behind the scenes, you know.
Yeah.
Well, keep waiting.
It's coming.
Yeah.
Keep, yeah. There you go. Yeah,
keep paying and keep waiting.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's marketing.
All right. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I think that would be
inappropriate.
Yeah, a little bit. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I thought this was important, a couple of points. Number one, I think it's time for an intervention for Nads by his family, his friends. It's about the only thing that is going to hopefully make a difference for this guy is he needs, you all need to get together with a counselor maybe, what he has going on with this outpatient treatment or whatever. I've been down this path. I didn't get to an intervention myself, but I know how they work. Otherwise, that enabling thing, that is definitely true. And you're all...
And I'm BSing. You can't say that on the... that's all right.
BS. My bad. But he needs to have that happen. I believe, too, that I don't know who I talked to the phone screener, but I think... The addiction is in his family, too, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And that's a tough thing. You become, I believe, personally, you become a product of your environment. And it's so tough for the people that do escape that. Some do. Most don't. And he needs, I don't know if he's at his rock bottom, but I believe he needs an intervention.
Yeah, I don't know how much more bottom you can get. Like, how much lower does it get? I don't know. But
you wouldn't think so.
I don't know if an intervention would work with this guy. I mean, the guy's gone to rehab. The guy has...
But has he ever been through a...
Intervention.
But what happens in intervention? A bunch of people tell you what a piece of crap you are.
He and goes, what you do to the no, no, no what they do to
that
you.
That is, yeah, it's yeah, how you affect their lives.
But we do that frequently to him. No, he's aware of, but he's aware of the way.
I agree. He is aware of all of that.
I don't think we'd have any new information, huh?
Y'all need to have impact statements. How he's affected your life. How he's affecting the stuff that's going on around.
I've told him.
He gave Charlie anxiety, right, Charlie?
Yeah. So you have to tell him that to his face.
Charlie's now on anxiety medication because he was getting so freaked out because he felt Nance was his responsibility. And
he's not. You need to let that go. He's his own responsibility, and you guys need to let him know that
we have. I don't know what you're not getting.
No, you're not understood.
So, I've told him that specifically that he
but you're
gave
still
me-
around when you it, he Nance is not around people that will do the intervention. If you were to go to the intervention, Charlie, and say, "Look, I love you. I'm here for you. This is how you've impacted my life. And if you continue to go down this road, you will no longer have any contact with me."
24 hours ago, Charlie was defending again. He was still defending, and he's like, "No, it's totally normal that they're on Facebook posting weird stuff."
Still, to this moment, I don't think that was a bad move to say, "Hey, Ned wasn't using drugs. Maybe it was at the time or wasn't. I don't know."
That was 24 hours before he was arrested. I don't think that's weird.
I still don't think that's a big deal.
And deal with what you have to deal with. Don't get on Facebook and start, you know.
Nobody in his circle is ready to go down that road and pull out. I have nothing to do with it. Nothing I say. I have removed myself from that.
Intervention, I don't think, is going to work. What more? I mean, the guy knows all that stuff. Again,
no, but nobody's
I think
taking the action to pull out, and that's the consequence. Either you go get help, or you will have nothing to do with me.
Jonathan, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jonathan.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I got some views on, like, addiction and all that. I have 10 months and 20-some days, okay? I had 5 years at one time. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. The thing is addiction destroys families, all that and everything else. I understand what Nads is going through and everything because I've been through it. You know what I mean? I did 6 months in jail because of I was an idiot and I caught 3 charges in 3 days. You know, and I understand where some people are coming from and everything else. But the thing is the one guy said that he wouldn't Narcan people, this, that, and the other. That's bull crap. Because honestly, the thing is you want to help the next person. You want to help the next addict and everything else. And help them get sober. But the thing is if you want to be sober, you have to want it. If you don't want it, you're not going to be. You know what I mean? I wanted it at one time, and I was 5 years. But the thing is I didn't do it. And the other thing is you have to do it for yourself. You don't do it for your family. You don't do it for your kids. You don't do it for your wife, for your mother and father. You do it for yourself first.
See, I agree with this guy 100%. You'll do it. You'll go to rehab. You'll do this and that because you want to, you know, you want to appease the people that are telling you that you need to do it. But unless you actually want to do it yourself, nothing's going to work. And I think that's a situation that we're in now. JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, JD.
Morning, Rover, COI.
Arbe.
On a lighter note, since you announced Nads is no longer a part of RMG, how many phone calls have you gotten from Dumb saying I'm available?
Oh, immediately Dumb is on it. He's
I don't know what the holdup is.
This was as soon as I got within 30 seconds of me finding out this information yesterday, I'm getting text messages from Dumb. Someone just sent me Nads arrested again. I'm available.
Oh my God, it's quick.
Well,
I would hire Dumb back, but
I just told you that this morning.
The company is he made a really stupid mistake on his way out the last time.
Yeah, but he didn't do drugs, did he?
No, he didn't. Went to back.
Well,
yeah, he
I don't
drugs.
Know about that. He
Are
was
you serious?
He was a big drug guy,
but he wasn't arrested, and he's clean and sober
what
now.
What do you mean he was? He's been arrested for DUIs. He's what are you talking about?
He had two of them. He smokes weed every day.
It's medical marijuana.
Oh, is that what it is?
Dieter.
He doesn't have an endorsement with them. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, but you're all for medical marijuana.
Yeah.
So?
I'm for it.
What?
Yeah, that's why I was surprised that one time where Nads Remember he was on something and he's like, no, that's the medication. I got it from my mom. You remember this?
Yeah, she gave him a pill for a headache or migraine.
I mean,
what was that back then?
I don't know, but what are you doing giving your kid an addict prescription medication that isn't his? And it was something that was a pretty hardcore medication. Oh, boy. Here, Curious George wants to get on. Good morning, Curious George.
Hi, Rover. Okay, sorry, I'm not going to make a big thing about this. So, Rover, I wanted to mention this real quick. I think the best thing for Nads is to go to prison. I don't wish anything bad for the guy, but I'm telling you, if you remember, July is the worst month ever for Nads. His birthday's on the 15th. His brother killed himself on the 17th of July, which will depress him. Prison will keep him alive and also make him better. So I kind of wish that would happen. But the thing I wanted to mention is, let's say in a couple years, Rover, I don't know, a year or two, whatever, you notice that, hey, Nads is getting better. Nads is healthy and all that stuff. And he's got years of sobriety. Would you ever think about welcoming him back to the team? Or is he just done and out of your life now?
It would be hard for me to trust anyone who's put us through the ringer so many times and lied so many times. And
this isn't a healthy environment either for an addict, because he's clearly addicted to that celebrity and that fame and the social media, and he loves that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that would be a good thing for his sobriety, do you?
He's the opposite of Frank Caliendo and me, who are just like, can I just stand in the corner and not talk and just, you know, not have, you know. He relishes it, which I don't even blame him for that. Maybe when I first started out, I would relish the attention and quote unquote fame, but it wasn't my main motivator for getting into this field. So I don't blame him for that. In a way, I think it's kind of a normal thing that you enjoy that, right? I mean, I don't know. What do you think, Dieter?
Normal what? That Nads enjoys the attention?
Yes.
Yeah, don't forget, too, people, Nads was a fan of the show.
Right.
So it's way different. He listened for 10 years. He said he was a super fan. Then he gets on the show.
Yeah.
So he...
It's different.
He's thrown into it. So all of a sudden, he gets this attention thrown on him.
Yeah. And it's not healthy for him going on all these forums where... You know, he's really bases a lot of his life, as far as I can tell, on the adulation and the opinions of people on the internet, Reddit.
Yeah. And too much free time.
He'd go in there. He's pulled up. He has Reddit pulled up there and reading stuff about the show. Like, you know, it's the same 10 guys that are posting on there.
Right. What do you care about them?
Who cares about them? They've been posting the same stuff for the past 15 years that they hate the show and Rover sucks and I never listen anymore, but they comment on it on literally everything that is said and done on the show. So I personally don't put any stock in that, in anything I see on Facebook or Twitter or Reddit or whatever the hell people are posting. But he's the opposite. He consumes that and he, this is why he would reach out to people. He would start, like, he'd be calling fans on their phones and like weird stuff, because he wants that approval. He would also do it preemptively, I think, to try to, he wants to win everyone over.
Get fans?
Yeah, he wants to win everyone. He wants to be liked. He wants to win everyone over. And if he's talking to people, like, literally, he's talking to people all over the country, like, on the phone.
Yeah,
and they're like, I'm friends with Nads. You know, I've never met him in person, or I met him once at a fan meetup in New York or whatever.
And he gives his number out. I've met fans at meet and greets. Like, I met Nads. I'm like, hey, I'm a big fan. And Nads would hand him his phone number and say, if you ever need anything, text me or call me.
And then he's calling and he's
like Jeffrey. We rip on Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's just trying to get laid.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk to dudes. He doesn't, you know, that's different. I mean, Nads just, he wants to be the guy that is liked. He wants to be, I guess there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm sure 15 years ago, I cared what people thought, but what I really care about is me. That's it. Me.
Duh.
I don't care what anyone on the internet thinks of me. I don't care what anyone on the internet has to say, because guess what? All I care about is me, my well-being. My show is number one. I don't care if you go on and you say Rover sucks and this sucks and he sucks and da da da. Guess what? I win. You're the loser that's sitting there all day writing about me in the show.
And for the record,
don't get in so swept up in that. And he's totally consumed with that kind of stuff. Totally consumed. And to his detriment, I think.
For the record, Dom only had one DUI about 17, 18 years ago.
Okay.
Well, I said two. My bad.
How did you get that information?
I might have gotten a text.
You said two, didn't you, dude? Rover, you think it'd be different? Say Nads had a second job, and he was in a basketball league. If he was constantly busy...
After
the show, because you just go home, he really has nothing to do.
It's way bigger than that. It's therapy.
When you have all this free time.
No, I don't do heroin.
You have a kid, though. You have a
nanny.
You're
always telling us how busy you are. Free time. What are you talking about?
You're on Facebook. No, he would go home and just have all day to come back to the show the next day. But I'm saying if he had a second job all day, then he's in a basketball league, maybe joins a gym. Staying busy would have helped him.
No, because he has enablers around him that don't force him to come up with the money to get that second job and to keep busy. It's way bigger than working at Lowe's.
I think Deer has a point.
You're not listening.
He's got to be okay with that.
But in a way, what I'm saying is I think it was unhealthy that he was so consumed with the approval of people on the internet and on social media. I find the whole thing bizarre. That, for instance, when he called and he said, my mom attempted suicide, this was on Sunday. I didn't talk to him, but I guess the story goes that he said that he wanted to come on the show and talk about it because he wanted to encourage people to reach out with positive messages on social media. And
to who? To the mom?
That's right. And that's freaking insane. That's insane, right?
That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying.
He's worried about that?
That's what I'm saying.
He thought he's like, I think that'll make her feel better.
This is what I'm saying. You cannot, your self-worth is scrolling on your phone. I love that picture of Nads in the hospital, and he's supposedly dying of some disease or whatever, and he's just on his phone scrolling. You're going to base your self-worth. Oh, hey, look, John 49:18 says, hey, hang in there. I hope everything works out for you. Your family loves you.
Bong Ripper 420 says, hope you get well soon.
Yeah,
why does that matter?
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I told him not to call. Because, he wanted to call. And I was like, that's a stupid plan.
Yeah.
What's the point of that?
And what are you going to do when
It's not going to work that way. It's going to be a lot of negative comments.
Right. Now, most people would probably be fairly positive and sympathetic, but some of our fans are a-holes, okay?
Yeah, not really.
They get off on stirring the pot. They get off on negativity. They get off on all of that.
Yeah.
And so you know that there's going to be a fair amount of you suck, you should have worked, I wish you would have died, you would have done the world a favor. What are you going to do when you're scrolling through if B2, my wife, if she tried to commit suicide, and I go, first of all, I'd rush to wherever she is. I mean, I don't know. I don't care where I am or if I don't have a car or a license. I mean, I would find a way to get there. Second of all, the last thing on my mind would be, hey, I want to get some positive comments on Facebook for this. It just... It wouldn't even cross my mind. It
would
be lucky.
I wouldn't
want anything to do with it.
No. You'd be talking to your family, right? And that's it.
Right.
Your friend saying, get down here. We don't know if she's going to make it. Right. I can't talk to strangers.
So I just thought that was weird.
Very weird. I didn't know that.
And this is what I'm saying. I think it's unhealthy in this environment. Some people are Charlie does a pretty good job with it. I mean, Charlie joined this show. What was it now? 10 years ago? 11 years ago?
11 years ago.
11 years ago. It's weird. He still gets paid the same amount that he got paid 11 years ago.
Not much changes over here in this room.
So he joined the show 11 years ago. Before that, he was like a board op at the country station or something. I mean, you were unknown.
Yeah.
And you have to, there is a, I guess, I don't know, a jolt or there's.
Well, all it takes is
it takes some getting used to.
Yeah, it takes like one fan like reaching out and like, hey, do you want to hang out? And you go do it. And then that guy calls in.
Yeah.
And like, Charlie did this. And then you go, well, I'm not doing that ever again.
Yeah, but Nads was in charge of the phone. And like the guy who was on the phone earlier who called in talking about trying to take Nads's girlfriend home for a threesome, he's like, I saw on the thing. He's tried to call it before and Nads just screens him out, like just doesn't put him through.
Yeah, we're moving on.
Robert doesn't
we're doing Tech Tuesday.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
I mean, you seem to have handled it.
Because
okay.
It takes. Because I'm not saying I might be a little more normal. Once that happens to you once, and somebody calls you out and like does that, you just don't do it anymore. You don't. You communicate with the fans.
But you also have to realize that these and I don't mean to sound.
They're not your friends.
Exactly. They don't know you.
You can be friendly with them. You can have a great relationship with them, but they're not going to be. You're not going to start.
They're not looking out for your best interest.
Yes, because they're going to be like, you know what, Rover's going to definitely want to hear this. So you save the weird crap to do with your
actual. You have to look at their motivation. Like they're reaching out to you because you're on a show and they love the show.
Yes. That's
they're not reaching out because they're doing it for their own self gratification. These people that are trying to hang out with Nads and do stuff. And to say, and they're sending, you know, I've seen screen grabs of it's a long story that will, I guess, probably never get told on the air, but someone a few years ago, how do I explain this? But I saw a screen grab of someone, and it's a girl hanging out with Nads, and it's a photo of them on Nads's couch and she's like sitting with her legs over and Nads is watching TV and this girl sends a text of it's a, like a picture that she took secretly of Nads and sends it to her friend. Guess who I'm hanging out with?
And then they sent it to you?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
And
see, it's crap like that.
That's right. So they're doing that to so they can turn around and go, oh, look, I'm hanging.
Yeah.
They don't have your best interest in at heart. Robert in Youngstown, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Robert.
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, it's this younger generation, like, they value social media so much. We think it's so messed up, but to them, it's like they base their self-worth on those comments, and it is completely unhealthy because the internet is so fickle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and people are very negative on the internet. They'll say things they would never say. Some of these celebrities that get bashed online and for various things, like... I saw this one. This is nuts. Bella Hadid, I think, is some model. I guess she's a supermodel. Frankly, I don't think she's very hot.
I think she's hot.
Bella Hadid?
Yeah, a little skinny. Yeah, well, she was dating The Weeknd.
I think she still is.
Oh, still is? Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
She's hot.
She posted a photo, and she's at an airport, and she has her feet up on... the window of the airport, like, you know, like she's looking out over the tarmac and she posted that photo, but in the background there are three planes from like the Middle East, like Saudi Arabia and something else. I don't know, whatever these countries are. And they have like the, you know, on a plane, it has like the flag of the country on the tail. And people start, this is so nuts. People on social media, she posts that photo and people on social media are like, you're racist. You're trying to kick the flag of those, of the, those planes, those countries. You're racist. By the way, what? She's friggin' Arab herself, right? Isn't she?
I don't know.
Hadid? Isn't she? Where is she? She's from the Middle East.
Is she? She doesn't look.
Maybe she's Jewish.
I don't know.
She's, anyhow. So the internet goes crazy talking about how racist she is. And then, of course, she posts a long thing apologizing. I apologize. I would never offend people in the Middle East.
Yeah, she's Muslim. And her dad's from Palestine.
Or Palestine.
Palestine.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care how you pronounce that place.
And, And she has a, you know what, if I posted that photo and people started emailing me or posting that I'm racist, I tell them to go suck it. I would not care. Screw you.
I don't think I'd even say anything.
She apologized.
I know.
Yeah, I can't believe this.
Do you have the photo, Snitz, by any chance?
I can't find it.
Yeah, I'll email it to you.
Yeah, it's because she deleted it. It's been scrubbed. It's so stupid.
Her foot's just kind of
one foot
okay, on the airplane window or the airport window.
Yeah.
Yeah, here. I'll show
it just says
you in a
second. Another one.
I'll do this when I'm at the airport. I'll post my bunion up and, mm-hmm. and I'll put. No. I'll recreate this scene. Let me see the shot.
Hold on. Snitz is taking. It takes
and a minute. What are the planes that she's stepping on?
You can't even see them. It's like, so it's tiny. Really like.
I think from like Saudi Arabia or something like. I don't know. Somewhere. Hold on. Give Snitz a second. I hear lots of clicking going on.
Yeah, a lot of
did you get it?
There it is.
Yeah, not from email or anything.
Okay, so this photo apparently makes her racist because part of her foot is covering up the tail of a Middle Eastern airliner.
Saudi Arabian and Emirates.
And that means that she's trying to kick that country's flag because she hates Muslims.
But what does the post mean? It doesn't seem like it's innocent. What does another one mean?
Where another picture.
Another picture. Maybe she's taking another flight. It could be anything.
But her foot is right on that flat. So I could see where some people are like, what are you trying
to
say?
You got to be kidding me. You got to be searching for something to complain about.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
I don't know what it means, so I could see where people take it.
That you
would
be the one to complain.
No, I'm just saying that. Be more specific. When it comes to that kind of crap, you know people are sensitive with that crap, and she's really hot.
Sensitive about what?
About putting your foot and stepping on other countries.
Okay.
That's nuts. And she should have said...
She apologized.
I know. That's the day and age that we live in, that you apologize for something that you shouldn't apologize for. She should have made a second post that said, screw you. You know, if you're offended, get over it. Wasn't intended, piss off. And don't take the photo down. But everyone cares about what people are thinking. And what I'm saying is, people are so quick to judge. And I mean, they've never met her. They don't know her. You're going to label her racist and start the hashtag Bella Hadid as racist. That's what's floating around. Yeah. Yeah. How can you make that? How can you draw that conclusion off of that stupid photo? It's shut up, people. Doogie.
Look how late it is.
It is late.
Should we just not do a shizzy today?
Oh, my God. It would be the best day ever, right? Is there anything in the news we need to cover?
It is the first day of summer, summer solstice today, which let's turn it around into the fact that
today's the longest day.
Yeah, she says this every year. She tries to depress everyone.
Is going to set earlier starting tomorrow. Every day it will get closer to where you bring your fall decorations out.
We still haven't even started summer.
I feel the same way. I'm so disappointed.
You haven't brought your fall decorations out yet?
No, but I'm thinking about celebrating Christmas in July and bringing out the tree.
Of course,
you
are.
Christmas ale. Charlie, you want to get some Christmas ale?
Let's get tipsy.
Not with you.
Yes, you do.
I think I've got to go somewhere this winter. I cannot. First of all, the weather here has sucked. I cannot.
Go to Florida.
I'm going to have to. I've got to do something. I cannot deal with the winter anymore.
You mean for all of winter?
Yes.
Or just a vacation?
Just link up.
All of winter. I need to somehow earn a bunch of money, though, so that I could do that.
Good luck.
You know, I don't have that kind of dough floating around. But
can't you just go sit on the bus someplace and do the show from there?
For seriously. 3 months?
I'm going to live on a bus?
Like on a campground, why not?
Get a small apartment, and then you just keep the bus permanently parked. Yeah. And then every morning you commute to the bus.
Just walk outside?
I mean, seriously.
Go to the bus?
That actually would be great.
Well, something has to be done. Because this weather is just, it's unbelievable. Right?
Yes.
Well, so it's a bummer this
recently,
year.
Recently, the rain... Bummer. You're talking about the, I mean, just recently, it's raining every day.
Recently, it's been raining since we've had snow.
How
it's
long,
nonstop.
Yeah, how long have we been waiting for just summer, just like a couple nice days?
Oh,
yeah, we haven't had two or
ever
three nice days.
October. We've not had a nice day since October.
Have we had 85?
Well, we've had like a day, but it's all wet. Everything's all wet from the day before.
And then Doogie has to go and depress me. I know that she does this every summer.
Every summer.
Every summer.
It's over.
Summer solstice. She goes... They start getting shorter now.
Oh, they're going to be back in school.
Like,
wait.
I love this when it's light out late. It's just, it's so great. I need to move to the equator, obviously. Isn't that where it stays kind of like constant?
Yeah.
Well, Alaska too.
No. That's where it's 6 months of night and 6 months of day.
But you can
I need
get
it
your
to
daytime.
Just, I want it to be like this year round.
Like what? This is
80, 85.
Nice weather, and I want it to stay light until 9 p.m.
Ain't gonna happen.
What about at the equator? Isn't that...
I think you'd have to be moving all the time. I think you'd have to go to Australia.
It's so hot.
Yeah, in the winter to do that.
Hot,
but I thought, like, maybe... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I thought...
No.
You're right. Closer to the equator, the hotter it is. And
but doesn't the days... Don't you have not as much variation in the sunrise and sunset times? I don't know.
Sounds right.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah,
makes sense to me.
You know what's going to be depressing? Coming up, we have all these July 4th ads coming up. You're going to start seeing back to school. Watch. Back to school
ads.
Summer's over.
I don't go to school. I haven't been to school in 20 years. Oh. Back to school doesn't bother me.
Nothing.
Sucks.
When did she get out of school?
Exactly.
When?
June 2nd? June 3rd?
Summer's just starting. Oh. I don't know what you're
before
talking about.
It, no, before you know it, gone.
All right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus. And remember, if you don't subscribe to RMG Plus, sign up right now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we all continue. We'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Radio Station.
Wake your lazy ass up to 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio every day at 6 a.m. And she will with Rover. These guys will make you laugh. They'll make you cry.
They wake my ass up.
They might even fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's really hot.
Oh, yeah.
This is Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we're going to wrap everything up. We'll tell you what's coming up on the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus. Subscribe at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live as we continue. There on the website or with the Rover Radio app. Charlie, what do we have?
Some great workout fails.
Yeah.
We got a horse race that ends in disaster, and a guy tries to prank his mom, and it goes terribly. All that more coming up on the Leftovers.
Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I'll give you a $100 gift certificate to American Fireworks. They have a 4,000-square-foot showroom in Hudson on Route 91, just minutes from Akron and Cleveland. And starting on July 1st through the 4th, they're open 8 a.m. until midnight, longer hours. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter to get great deals. And remember, AmericanFireworks.com, they have more savings, and they accept competitors' coupons as well. Caller 30, $100 to get your 4th of July going. 866-YO-ROVER. And Neff Brothers RV If you follow them on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and you comment hashtag giveaway on their most recent post, you'll be entered into a Labor Day weekend giveaway where you can win a motorhome rental for the entire long weekend. They rent RVs for, oh, geez, if you just want to go out. They kind of specialize in the weekend warrior kind of people. You want to go camping, you want to go to a festival, you want to go to a NASCAR race, something like that.
Girls, weekend dance
girls,
moms.
Girls, girls?
Yeah.
Oh, dance moms.
That all the dance
I thought it was like
you
get an RV and you take a bunch of girls and, oh, man.
Strippers.
Hang out. Yeah, like if you're a manager of a strip club, how great would it be to get all those strippers in an RV and just...
Also,
road trip it. I'm sure that's pretty wild.
Yeah. They also had something on their Instagram page, Charlie, where you could get one of those trailers. It's like a pop-up, and then you sleep in it. Like, that's what you need to do instead of
All right, I'm
like
going camping this weekend.
You need one of those trailers that...
A pop-up trailer, huh?
Yeah,
I don't
really
know.
Cool.
I don't even know what that looks
like. Yeah, it's like a flat thing. Once you park, then it extends up. It shoots up. I had friends that had some of these. Yeah, they were really cool.
Yeah.
Well, you can visit them at neffbrosrv.com. That's NEFFBROSRV.com. neffbrosrv.com. Or call or text 440-282-5600. 440-282-5600.
Rover, I'll be out tonight, 5 to 7, Victory Alley across from Progressive Field with Stoneyard Brewing. So I'll be there drinking it up. You never know who's going to show up.
It's a great day for this.
From the show. So.
Yeah, that's true. Wait, what?
Or formerly of the show,
exactly.
Perhaps.
You never know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You never know.
I might have got a tip, so you never know.
Stop it.
No, anybody. It could be anybody.
All right, go see Dieter tonight.
5 to 7, yeah.
5 to 7. At where?
Victory Alley.
Which one is
Sports
that?
Sports Bar. It's right across from the field, from Progressive Field.
Never been there.
Oh, it's sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? What else? What else do I have to do? What else do I have to get to? I don't know.
I think that's it.
I think that's it. All right. We're going to start the Friday Leftovers on RMG Plus in just a few minutes. We'll talk to you there. Otherwise, have a great day and a great weekend. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
That's it. Rover's